C97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Good Evening.
Pen you gave me, Alec, Chris. Can I have one that actually works?
Oh, it was working 2 seconds ago.
But it doesn't. It's got no sustain.
You press it now.
And it goes in. What's an idiot? Well, we've got hot topics pouring out of our eyes this evening. So hang on. Secret hiding places. This is how good the show is. We're actually making up secret hiding places. Sorry, we're doing this as we go. This is great. We have a whole 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 topics for the show. He turned the lights down, Chris. And we've just added two, literally, as I was coming into the studio. First one is... We've got 20 topics. Look, we've got that as well, because tonight we're celebrating the magic of Police Academy. Any memories of Police Academy, any memories of the films, of you going to see the films, of anything to do with Police Academy at all, 0845 6060 973. We'll do that in a minute, though, because I want to applaud and hand out the award for the most made-up, useless, pointless, non-consequential story of the decade. Simply Red are splitting up in 2009. Now... What's wrong with that headline? Let's analyse that bit by bit, piece by piece, and work out exactly what's wrong with that. Well, first of all, can anybody name any members of Simply Red? Oh, yeah, apart from Hucknall. Can anybody... No, I thought he was Simply Red. I thought that was just... I thought that was the name. It was him. And he had a band with him that played really bland sort of soul and funk. Rubbish girly pop that only girls and Mick Hucknall likes. But I thought that the band were completely interchangeable session musicians, and he picked and chose, but he toured under the name of Simply Red. That's what I thought. So here's the thing. Can anybody, without looking on the internet, even though I suspect that even Google doesn't have this information, even Google doesn't know the names of the other members of Simply Red. So that's the first thing out of the way. The second thing is Simply Red is splitting up. In 2009. In 2 years' time! They're splitting up! Hey, here's a sensation for you kids. I'm going to quit this job. In 2012. You know, where's the news? Where's the news? I won't be here that long. Where's the news that Simply Red will be splitting up? In 2009. It's not news! It's you're telling us what's happening in 2 years' time. I hate Simply Red! I hate them. Is there any band, and we're not including UB40 on this because they would win hands down, is there any band blander, more girly, more rubbish, more cack than Simply Red? And I do have to stress, we are not including UB40 in this because that would be unfair. The worst band in the world, ladies and gentlemen, I give you, live on stage, only for the next 2 years, catch them while you can, Simply Red. Oh, and hang on, have they got a new album out as well that I saw advertised on the telly? Oh, I see. Fatty Roundhead and his anonymous mates have got a new album out. Oh, and there's a little bit in the news about them splitting up in 2 years. I'm genuinely really annoyed about this. They're rubbish. And they're not splitting up for 2 years' time. And I bet in 2010, they'll have a reunion tour. That's what these idiots always do. I've had a stressful day today, and it's just been made worse by hearing the news about old Ruby Teeth and his stupid session men that sing their rubbish, bland songs. Chris, work some magic. Work some magic for me. Stop talking to Guy. Get Mick Hucknall on the phone this evening. I want Hucknall on the phone tonight to answer the questions I've got about his rubbish band and his rubbish albums and his rubbish songs and his rubbish splitting up in 2 years' time.
What band's he in?
Simply Red! It's Simply Red! That's what we're talking about!
All right.
do it, though.
All right.
I mean it. I don't want it to be you putting on a stupid voice. I want Mick Cucknall on this show to... I am furious. Guy's in Ryslip. Guy.
Hello, mate. Hello. Magic Fingers.
Oh, hello, Governor.
Hello, mate. How are you doing?
I've not heard from you for ages. What have you been up to?
Oh, I'm busy with my own band, not Simply Red, but the All Stars.
How's that all going? All right.
It's going really good, thanks, man. Yeah, the album's selling well.
When you say selling well?
Yeah, not as good as Simply Red, probably.
Oh, screw those losers. They're losers, Guy, because you've got... I tell you what you've got. If anyone doesn't know Guy Magic Finger, a regular contributor to the show, does excellent little... anyway, what you've got, Guy, that Hucknall hasn't got... You've got soul, Guy. You've got rhythm. You've got groove. You've got it. He ain't got nothing apart from a big moon face. That's all he's got. I am furious.
I actually had the pleasure of playing with him once. I was doing a gig in a pizza place in Knightsbridge.
What?
And he was in the audience, and he graced us with his Charlie Drake style voice.
I bet you couldn't get him off the stage. Can I come and sing a song? No, actually, we don't allow tramps up here. No, I'm Mick Cucknall from Simply Red. Let me come and sing a song with you. No, sorry. Oh, stars gonna fall from the sky straight into your eyes, and let me love you, baby. That's what he was doing.
You don't know me by now. You don't know me.
There ain't nothing going on but the rent. You're an idiot.
That was Glenn Guthrie, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. I'm not quite sure. And, Guy, you know music. You know musicians. Did you think that Simply Red was just him and a pack of, you know, studio musicians?
Well, yes, they are, because a good friend of mine, Steve Lewinson, who plays bass, he's been playing bass, but he's a session musician. He's been playing bass for Simply Red for about 10 years.
What's your friend's name, Guy?
Steve Lewinson.
Steve Lewinson?
Yeah, he plays
Stay
bass.
There, stay there. Steve?
Yes, Ian.
Is this Steve Lewinson?
No, I'm not that famous.
Oh, sorry, Guy. I thought that was... That's just some other bloke called Steve. I do apologise. I thought we had a little bit of radio magic there. It's just a bloke called Steve. I'll fade him down. He's not in this conversation. Don't worry, Guy. Thank you.
Yeah, so as far as I'm aware, I mean, they were a band to start off with, and then the ego that is Mick Cucknall kicked them all out. A bunch of session musicians in.
Okay, well, Guy, listen, what can people come and see you? Let's get the plugs in, because we love you. No one else tonight is allowed to plug anything apart from this man. And Guy, you can call up as many times as you want tonight, and I mean this, as Chris, if Guy calls up, you put him straight through, as many times as you want to plug yourself tonight. I want you to find up at least six times and plug yourself.
All right, thank you, Ed. Well, our album is out at the moment. We are called the All Stars Collective. And our album features Jocelyn Brown and ex-Average White Band frontman Hamish Stewart.
Oh, OK. Well, where can people get it from?
It's actually available on Amazon.co.uk. If you type in All Stars Collective... Yeah.
Guy, I can tell you're over 40. You don't need to say Amazon.co.uk. People people know the last bit of that website.
Yeah, but
it's quite famous.
They might go to Amazon.com.
Oh, and you can't get it there.
I'm not sure.
Guy, I want you to phone up at least another six times and plug yourself tonight, brother.
All right, I will do.
See you later, my friend.
Thanks, Ian.
Bye-bye, there we go. Steve, I'm so sorry to confuse you with the bass player from Simply Red.
It's not the first time.
It happens a lot, does it?
All the time. Oh,
I see. Well, what can we do for you tonight, my friend?
Police Academy.
Yes.
I think I had my first... to the woman with the big...
Oh, well, let's steady on. Let's keep it above the waist. But, yeah, we were saying about that. She is... Because in the first film... She's a very, very stern, terrifying woman.
There's a scene where she's teaching them karate.
Oh, yeah.
And she ends up on top of them, sort of looking down.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, Steve, I'm gonna let you go, because this, of course, is a family show. Because don't put people through just so they can tell us who they first to. I'm not interested.
He was going to talk about Simply Red.
Well, he didn't. He ended up talking about his first... And I'm not interested at all. We are celebrating tonight's... aside from my rant... What a rant that was. I'm furious. I am genuinely furious. I'm a bit hot. I'll take my jumper off. Things will cool down. We are celebrating tonight the magic of the Police Academy. Partly because I was surprised to find out there was a Police Academy television series, not just a cartoon. Are you sure there was a TV series, Chris?
Yeah.
OK, well, I need someone to phone up and back him up on that. Any memories associated with the film's Police Academy? 0845 60 60 973. We'll speak to Anna in the Clapham after this.
The travel news now, it's Will.
Thank you very much. If you're heading on to the motorways tonight, still a busy one actually, M25 clockwise, very slow from Junction 9 at Leatherhead towards Junction 11 at Chertsey. That's after a much earlier accident today. Happened actually just after the start of the rush hour. There are still delays though on the M4 as well, heading away from town from 5 at Langley towards Junction 7 at Slough after an earlier crash. In Hackney, Dalston Lane is closed both ways at Hackney Downs train station because of an accident there. And Grosvenor Place is pretty busy tonight, both ways between Victoria and Park Lane. In Kingston, the lights are out on Fairfield North. That's at the junction with Western Park. And if you're making the journey around Stamford Bridge this evening, look out for delays. Football kicking off there around about half an hour's time, 7:45 kickoff. Elsewhere on the roads in Lambeth, we've still got problems on Lambeth Palace Road going northbound. There's a lane blocked off there just between Lambeth Road and the A23 due to problems with a lamppost. Apparently that's hanging over the road, so they need to clear that away. Good news for the underground though, no delays there to contend with tonight. Victoria Line of course closes at 10 o'clock, a little bit earlier than normal for those long-term engineering works being carried out. LBC 97.3 Travel News, back with another update for you in 15 minutes.
Nick Ferrari at breakfast.
The school in Catford that had the children line up for class photographs according to their skin colour. Karen's in Catford. Hi Karen, how did you hear about this story?
Good morning, Nick. I heard it exclusively on your radio this morning.
How did it make you? You've got a kiddie there.
I have.
And you hadn't heard about this row at all?
I knew nothing. As soon as I heard, I called several parents and said, tune in to 97.3 LBC.
Stories that affect your life. With Nick Ferrari at breakfast. Weekday mornings from 7. LBC 97.3.
Ding dong. I say, looking for a new pad to buy or rent in the capital? Then open the right doors with rightmove.co.uk, the UK's number one property website. From renting a studio to buying a muse house, they add a rather impressive 2,500 properties every day. So, if you're hunting for a home to buy or rent in London, open the right doors at rightmove.co.uk for properties with a little more. Ding dong.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee.
Okay. Good evening. Wow, the topics. Literally, I have topics pouring out my eyes. Be with you in a second, Anna, but first of all, we're watching the terrible scenes. Hello. You're right. We're watching the terrible scenes in California, where it's the cleaners next door. It's not the cute girl, it's a young lad now. It's a young fella doing it. The terrible scenes in California with the fire. And we happen to see a truck. Was parked by... It wasn't the main part of the flame. It was lots of sparks everywhere. And Chris said, why don't the tyres burn? And then I said, well, they won't burn for a long, long time because the tyres are very thick and very resistant. And also they're truck tyres, so they're very, very thick, so they won't burn.
And then I said, rubber's rubber, so surely it should burn.
Yeah, but that's not what I want you to come in for. I want you to come in about the really stupid thing. Not the stupid thing you said, the really stupid thing you said.
Oh.
And so then I said... now, this could be wrong, and I do need an expert on fires and tyres. Oh. To phone up 0845 60 60973. I said the tyres are more likely to explode than burn. Is that right? Because I would imagine that the tyres are so thick, it would take a lot of... And I did challenge Chris to go outside and burn a tyre. He bottled out of it. The tyres are so thick that they wouldn't burn, but the air inside would expand, especially if it was really, really hot. Would expand so much that the tyres would blow up. Now, Anna, you're not an expert in fires or tyres, are you?
I'm not, unfortunately.
OK, well, I'll come back to you in a second. So if anyone is, 0845 60 60973, would the tyres expand and blow up, or would they burn first? Which would happen first? I genuinely need an answer. And then Chris said something really stupid. Over to you.
Well, we saw a plane... dropping a load of water on the fires.
It's an amazing sight, the plane scooping up and dropping down the water. And I said, well, I saw a helicopter scooping up water when I was in Greece because of the forest fires there, scooping up water, then dropping it. And then you said...
And then I said, oh, didn't you hear about that story once where they actually scooped up a scuba diver from the water and they dropped him on these fires?
And I said, you're a flipping idiot. That's an urban myth. That never, ever... that never happened.
And Alex then said, oh, he's heard of that story too.
Did you?
Yeah.
But
after you'd gone out of the room.
Oh, you can't don't include bits that happened when I weren't there.
Oh.
But you know that it didn't happen, don't you?
I'm sure I read about it in somewhere...
In the news.
And it's at the start of Magnolia.
Magnolia's a film.
Yeah.
It's not a documentary.
I know, but...
Get that phone call.
All right.
These are the two people... Alex, my studio manager,
and Chris, my producer, these are the two people who didn't know what a Jonah was, and now they think that that nonsense about scooping up a scuba diver and dropping it on a forest fire in Australia, probably, is true. Sweet. So, OK. Tyres blowing up, and the urban myth... I don't want to do urban myths tonight because they're boring. But I just want someone to phone up and say, no, the scuba diver thing never happened, Ian. 0845 60 60 973. And I'm so sorry for keeping you waiting, but I'm furious this evening.
That's OK, my darling. How are you?
Furious. Furious about Simply Red. Furious
Why?
About working with idiots.
No. You mustn't be. Don't worry about it.
You know that the scuba diver being scooped up and dropped onto a forest fire, you know that's nonsense, don't you?
Well, I don't know.
Oh,
I'd like to believe that it is, because it just sounds so good, doesn't it? But I haven't got a clue. I'm sorry. I've never heard of that.
I just need to play some music to calm down. Excuse me 1 second.
Okay.
That's better. Right.
That was quick.
Thank you.
Listen, a couple of things.
Yes.
I haven't been listening to you for yonks.
Whoa, hang on. How long? Oh, hang on. You're not... Anna?
Yes.
You're not the Anna in the shoes, are you?
The very same.
Oh! You can talk all you want because Helen don't work on this show no more.
Wonderful.
We can talk about your mucky shoes.
Do you know,
I was thinking about you the other day. I thought she's not called in for a long, long time.
I've actually been away.
Oh, okay. In prison?
Prison.
I don't know. I'm just asking. Could have been a story there. Could have been good.
No.
What shoes do you have on this evening, Anna?
You know what? I've got some of those really corny... sort of stereotypical high-heeled slippers with the fluffy doodahs in the front because, I was expecting someone, but he's just called and said that he can't make it.
Your client has pulled out?
Not my client, darling, no. My friend.
Your friend, that's what I meant, sorry. I implied that you were... No.
No, so, my client hasn't pulled out. My friend has decided he's got something else to do this evening.
What's he got to do that's not you? I didn't mean it like that. What's he got to do that's not coming around to...
Well, he runs this really important business, and he's just been called in because there's been a balls up, and he's got to sort it out. So he'll be here later.
Oh, OK, so, and there'll be a balls up. So...
I don't know. Hopefully.
Anyway.
How have you been?
Yeah, all right, thank you very much.
I just called in because I thought, right, I fancy hearing, you know, what you're like now and hearing a few familiar voices, but I haven't heard anyone that I recognise.
No, none of the regulars call in.
Did they not?
Once we got relegated, once we got moved to the 7 till 10 slot, they all decided to go and listen to BBC London.
No Chavvy Vicky.
You're saying that she called in last week.
Did she?
Verinda tends to call in, but tends to call in literally in the last 30 seconds of the show. I don't know if he thinks we start at 10 or... Oh, hang on a minute, just stay there. Here's a familiar voice, it's Paul Ross. Yes, Paul?
Level 42.
What's wrong with level 42?
Far more boring than Simply Red or UB42. Went round Jeremy Kyle's house and he'd invited Andrew Carson and his wife for dinner. They were paid level 42.
Level 42's all right. Looking back, it's so bizarre.
Yeah,
it runs in the family.
Okay, in three other hits by level 42. ain't that going to happen. Also, Steve Guttenberg. There was a time, you think about Police Academy.
Yes.
Steve Guttenberg was the king of Hollywood.
He wasn't he?
Three men and a baby, and he had Short Circuit and he had Cocoon. And there's a story going around, which may not be true, that an agent was offered to the choice of representing either Tom Hanks or Steve Guttenberg.
Yeah.
He made the wrong choice.
He went for Guttenberg?
He went for the Guttenberg.
What happened to Guttenberg? Because you're right, he was the golden boy, and then it all went pear-shaped. You're a film expert, Paul. Give us a potted history.
Well, I think he made the choice. He appeared in a couple of the Police Academy sequels, which is always a bad idea. Do the first one, the big one, and move on.
Yeah.
And while Cocoon was great, I think he also appeared in a Cocoon sequel. So I think he was one of those guys who just wasn't hungry enough and not that great and ended up third stringing it behind Tom Selleck. Dancing in Three Men and a Baby and Three Men and a Little Lady.
He could have been... But you remember when because Tom Hanks started out and he was doing stuff like Bachelor Party and The Card Carrying Red Shoes and he was rubbish.
Yeah, Risky Business. But some of those guys are just hungry and focused and, you know, and dear old Tom's had a lot of help from the old Scientology, one suspects. So.
Hang on, is Tom Hanks in Risky Business? I thought that was Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, right.
Paul, it's 1-0 to me, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, you reckon that you're 1-0 to the man who thinks that you Simply Red are worse than level 42.
Oh, they Simply Red suck. Come on. Paul, name another member of Simply Red.
I can top that.
I can.
I went on a tow. Hello, Anna.
Hi.
Dirty beast. I was on a cruise. One and only awful time we had on a cruise at the end of May, and they had tribute bands on every night, and I saw the Simply Red tribute band called Red Mick. he looked like Charlie Drake. He sounded like a castrated Charlie Drake. Red Mick. He was awful.
Paul, listen, Thank you. Bye bye.
Love you. Bye.
We are trying, Anne. That's Paul Ross, of course, who's on Drive Time 46. We're trying to go a whole week without Paul Ross calling up.
I know.
Ain't never going to happen.
Can't get enough, can he?
It ain't never going to happen. He invoices as well the bosses for every phone call he makes. He sends them an invoice for £25. Oh yeah.
Yeah, Ian. I can name the other members of Simply Red.
Well, have you got them written down?
No.
How can you name them then?
Well, I can.
Go on then.
Okay, Dave Clayton.
Right, I'm bored already. Why?
We said no one could name
them. Why do you know this?
Because I know them.
How?
I know some of them.
How?
Oh, it's irrelevant how.
No, it's not irrelevant. It's very relevant.
If I told you how, you'd have to cut me off.
Can I pass you back to Chris?
Go on then.
So you can tell Chris, and then Chris will tell me, and we won't mention it on the radio, I promise.
Oh, really?
Well, do you want me to?
Yeah, I don't mind telling Chris, but don't have me on the air.
No, we won't. No, I'm going to put you back to Chris. We're going to fade you down. We won't say it on the radio what it is.
I don't know whether I can say.
But we're not going to tell... all it is, you're going to tell Chris, he'll tell me, we'll never mention it on the radio, I promise you.
All right, then.
Alrighty. Now, Chris, speak to Mucky Anna, and we'll... Gary.
Good evening.
It's turned into a raunchy show, my friend.
It does appear to have gone that way.
Doesn't with that Paul Ross fight? Seriously, every week...
I know, he's becoming one of your regular callers.
What have we got to do to get rid of him? I know, I'll phone him up tomorrow on his show and have a word with him. That's what we'll do.
If you copy one of his topics, he'll just ring up and have a go.
It turns out Paul Ross is a nice bloke.
Shocker.
Yeah, I know, there's a shock. Hang on, Anna?
Yes?
Chris is just typing on the screen as she puts it. Okay, I'm not going to read it, don't worry.
Please don't.
Oh...
I mean, I only know their first names. I don't know their last names.
What do you... Did we ever work out what you did for a living?
I think someone came close, but I'm never going to admit to anything you say anyway, so...
I'm not going to say it, but I don't understand... That is a euphemism on my screen, is it?
Yes.
Are you?
No!
But then how?
What do you mean?
But you're not, are you?
I'm not, no.
But...
Definitely not.
But then how come?
Sorry?
But then how come...
Oh, it's so difficult to explain.
I'm coming down to Clapham.
I don't live in Clapham.
Oh, where do you live then? Why did you say Clapham?
I live in West Dulwich.
Okay, well, I'm coming over.
Coming. That's near me.
Yeah, well, steady, Gary. I'm first in line.
Oh, okay.
Well, and believe you me, there is a line.
Is there a queue?
Not a line.
I'll see you in West Dulwich then, Anna.
Okay then.
Thanks for calling. Nice to talk to you again.
Take care.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. She used to call in a lot, Gary, and Helen behind the glass used to have to leave because she didn't like our flirting. Yeah.
Was it a woman thing?
Yes.
Professional jealousy.
Yeah. I'm furious about Simply Red. Furious.
Well, I can understand it. Can I just say I think Bad Manners, the band? I mean,
I've got bad habits. Yeah. I don't eat my rabbits.
But name another member of that band apart from.
Buster Blood Vessel.
Exactly.
I interviewed Buster Blood Vessel, and what an obnoxious man he was. Oh dear. But then they've only had two hits, Fat Up Lippy and the other one.
Yeah.
Whereas, I love you, yes I do, because I know that you're loving me too. What was that? That was Special.
That was the Specials, wasn't it? Or something?
No, that was them.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, yeah. But Hucknall has had a 25-year career with that guff.
When I read that bit, I immediately thought, must have an album coming out.
Yeah, well, it's out. I saw it advertised on the telly today.
Yeah.
Their best album since Stars.
Really?
That's what it says. That's what it said on the advert for the album.
Yeah. Self-promotion.
Yeah, well,
now,
well
I've done
you
a bit
have
of research for you. I've looked up their website, and they do have a whole history of musicians that have worked with the band.
Yeah, I bet they do.
But each one of them, you're quite right, has their own MySpace page.
Yeah.
And basically is like a proper session musician.
There we go.
So it's like, you know, and you're quite... The guy rang up, Steve Lewinson is the bass player.
I've heard of him. He's quite famous. He's been in other bands that I've...
He's worked with... Well, he doesn't say a lot about other bands, but he's worked with a lot of people. Amy Winehouse.
Okay. I like Amy Winehouse. I heard her cover of...
I'm not sure I like her, but I like her music.
Her music's great. I heard her cover of Valerie by... Not the Monkees song. Is it not the Kooks?
It's the Kooks, that's quite right.
Is it the Kooks?
It is the Kooks.
I don't think it is the Kooks.
No, it is the Kooks.
Is it the Kooks?
Yeah.
Anyway, I heard her version of that last night. I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah.
I thought it was absolutely brilliant.
Very good. Did
I just miss the thing? I missed my out time, didn't I?
Oh, great.
Oh, I just missed the out time, Gary.
Okay.
It's your fault.
No.
Gonna have to cut you off now. I'm so sorry. I do apologise for that. I thought that was an 8 on my... It's a 9. What an idiot. Anyway, I won't miss this one. Thank you.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 7:30. I'm Holly Holland. Police looking for a British mother who disappeared after her daughter fell from a hotel balcony in Mallorca have found a body. Gianna Cooper's mum, Sara, hasn't been seen since the fall on Monday. The little girl is in a serious but stable condition in hospital. The trial of a man accused of murdering a Harrods shop worker, then burying her in a shallow grave on Mitcham Common, has begun at the Old Bailey. 23-year-old Gareth Davies denies killing a Gailey Rasta and perverting the course of justice. In the US, President George Bush has declared a major disaster in Southern California as wildfires continue to rage across the state. The move will enable federal money to go to the hundreds of thousands of families affected by the series of 18 fires. In the worst-hit San Diego County, damage from the wildfires has been put at least $1 billion. And a stage production of Tintin won't be running at the West End as long as first thought. The show, based on the children's book, was due to run at the Playhouse Theatre until February, but it'll now close in January. It's also emerged Footloose won't return to the venue in 2008, as initially planned. In London's weather, it should stay dry overnight, but there is the chance of some patchy drizzle in places, lows of 8 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow will be gloomy, overcast and cloudy, with a chance of some drizzle and highs of 11. You're with LBC. It's 7:31.
And I'm Will Gowing in the LBC 97.3 Travel Centre. There are delays on the M4 tonight, heading away from town from 5 at Langley towards Junction 7 at Slough after an earlier accident. M25 clockwise, still a busy one there as well, from 9 at Leatherhead towards 11 at Chertsey after a crash earlier on. One lane is closed off to remove a lamppost on Lambeth Palace Road. That's heading northbound between Lambeth Road and the A23. Grosvenor Place is slow moving in both directions between Victoria and Park Lane. In Kingston, the lights are out on Fairfield North at the junction with Western Park. Also, Tower Bridge is due to lift in just under an hour's time, 8:30 tonight. Also, look out for delays around Stamford Bridge this evening. Obviously, the football kicking off very shortly in just under 15 minutes' time, but those delays are likely throughout this evening. And in Bexley, Penhill Road is closed both ways for resurfacing work. That's near to the junction with Blackfen Road. Victoria Line closes again tonight at 10 p.m. for those engineering works. Aside from that, rest of the underground looking good. LBC 97.3 Travel News. There's more in 15 minutes.
From David Cronenberg, director of A History of Violence, comes Eastern Promises.
Stay away from people like me.
Critics call it a mesmerizing power punch of a thriller. Eastern Promises, starring Viggo Mortensen, Naomi Watts, and Vincent Cassell.
This is respect.
At cinemas from Friday, rated 18.
Oh, just missed out on the perfect new home, have we? Lost out to someone a bit quicker. With smartnewhomes.com, you won't. Because you just tell us what you want, and we send you a text or email alert the instant something right comes on the market. Which will save you a lot of sorrow. It's just part of the service from the site with thousands and thousands of new homes. Smartnewhomes.com, the smarter way to buy a new home. Blow.
Where does your front door lead? It could lead to this. Or even this.
Good evening, sir, madam, your usual table on the terrace.
You see, using the value of your home to finance your investments is just one of the strategies that's helped thousands of Inside Tracks customers build substantial property portfolios and create more than 200 property millionaires. To find out how, just call 0870 124 4613 to go to a free introductory workshop from Inside Track. It's the start of a program to help you get the best out of property, whether that's buy to let, buying a second home, or even a third. How to find them, how to finance them, buying off plan, how to negotiate discounts. Over 100,000 people have already attended free workshops from the UK's leading property education specialists. Join them and see how doors open for you. Book now. Call 0870 124 4613 or go to insidetrack.co.uk.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
0845 60 60 973.
Stephanie.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I was just wanted to make that comment about the scuba diver.
Oh, this is, okay, this is the urban myth about a scuba diver being scooped up by an aeroplane that was dropping water on a forest fire, then they found a scuba diver in the middle of a forest or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
It was in an episode of one of the CSIs, I think CSI Las Vegas, and they found this body up a really tall tree.
Yeah.
Forest fires burnt all around.
Yeah.
And then they discovered that the body had come from the sea, and it was the same sea where they scooped up the water to put out the fire.
Right.
They just thought I'd...
So it happened... Now, I've never seen the CSI. Is it any good?
It's brilliant. Mm. Absolutely brilliant.
Because I like those big American series that go on for a long time. But I heard Clive talking about this the other day. I think it was Clive. And I've got the same problem. There are so many different series of it now that it seems impossible to start watching it now.
Yeah, there's three.
I thought there were more. CSI Miami, CSI Las Vegas, CSI New York.
There's just those three.
CSI Slough. Oh, okay, there's just... Okay, right.
But don't bother with New York, because the murders are all, you know, the deaths are all the same. But if you want to start watching one,
yeah.
I'd seriously watch CSI Las Vegas.
Why is that one so good?
I just think that the types of deaths they have are really, really interesting.
What do you mean the types of... Give me an interesting type of death, then.
Well, like, they'll have, I don't know, like, a murderer will go in, murder the parents, and the kids will be in the cupboards, and they'll be locked up, and they'll have to watch the whole murder.
Wow.
And then just really kind of creepy stuff.
You're a little bit weird, aren't you? Let's be honest, Stephanie. It's not an insult, but you're a bit weird.
Yeah, I get that a lot, but thanks.
No, but Stephanie, thank you for that.
That's all right.
Cheers, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
So it was in CSI, not CSI, I want to say CSI Friday, what was that? Oh, that's that Chris Evans thing, isn't it? It was in CSI, but it's... Steve, you've heard this urban myth before, haven't you?
Oh, I certainly have.
It's a load of old nonsense, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's actually based truly on the last forest fires in America. I think it was about 6-7 years ago or something. I actually had the forest fires in it. I think... there was an episode similar to that on CSI.
Yes.
Because I think they were similar to like the things with the 9/11. They were going to cancel it, but then obviously because not a lot of people have heard it, it went down as an urban myth. I think they were still able to show it.
Right. Where did you, Steve? Where did you hear this?
I think I was on holiday at the time, and I read it in one of the local papers.
There we go. There we go. Steve, let me tell you, it never, ever happened. I promise you, it didn't happen.
With CSI, though, I'll tell you another one that is really good to watch.
Yeah.
It's almost better than CSI.
Yeah.
NCIS.
What's that, then? What does that stand for?
It's Naval Criminal Investigation.
Oh, for goodness sake.
It's very good. It's much better than CSI with the deaths and the investigational side of it.
Steve, thank you for that, but I promise you, cheers, it never, ever happened. I can't believe... Next you'll be telling me, yes, some burglars did break into a house and steal everything apart from a toothbrush and a camera, and then when the people got the photos developed, they found the toothbrush had been up the burglar's backside. That never happened. It never, ever happened. Come on, London. And the DAB regions. I thought you were cleverer than this. Please don't let me be the cleverest person listening to this show tonight. Because that's a scary sign for all of us. Oh, don't forget the clocks go forward this weekend. Saturday night, Sunday morning, just to remind you of that. 0845 60 60 973 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Especially celebrating the magic of Simply Red. Of the Police Academy. And after 9 o'clock tonight, we will be getting a series of callers to phone up and be different characters from the Police Academy movies. Chris is on the M25. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Ian.
What can I do for you, sir?
Just wanted to say, first thing, Valerie was the Zootons.
The Zootons. I knew it wasn't the Cooks. Have you heard the Amy Winehouse version?
Yeah, brilliant.
It's great, isn't it?
Absolutely. Super.
I pray to God she stops taking drugs because she's going to kill herself.
Yeah,
And she sorts us out, because I think she's fantastic.
She is. She's superb.
And I heard this last night. When I got home, it was on, I don't know what it was on. But her doing Valerie, which I didn't particularly like as a song, but then her doing it is just superb.
She is excellent.
Chris, can we get Amy Winehouse on the show? Hang on a minute, I'm speaking to Chris. Stop talking to Simon. Chris, can we get Amy Winehouse on the show? We'll pre-record it.
Yeah.
Because she's a little bit potty mouthed. Let's try and get Amy Winehouse on the show if we can. Please.
She's on the list.
Put her on the list. I want Amy Winehouse on this show because I think she's great. She gets a tough time. Anyway, Chris, yes.
And I'll tune in and listen to that as well.
Lovely.
Well, actually, I was happy to hear that Mick Hucknall is splitting up.
Yeah. He is the band, though, isn't he?
All on his own. He's big enough for it.
He's got a big round moon face.
He's big enough to be a band. But I'll tell you something, though.
Hmm.
Yeah, he sings rubbish music, but he's got a good voice. Give him something. He's got to have something for it.
What? No, he's got a really bland, nothingy voice.
I don't know. Have you ever heard the first album, Picture Book?
I remember the singles coming out, and even at the age of, like, I don't know, 10, wanting to kill myself.
Oh, come on.
It was awful.
I'm glad you didn't.
No, what? No, me, you and my mother both, Chris. But I remember hearing it and just thinking there is...
music has suddenly taken a downturn, and this represents a change in the winds. And he's been going for so long, and he's awful.
Got to disagree with you. The first album was great. Everything else, it went downhill. But the first album was a good one.
Oh, but you won't be missing. Bearing in mind, Chris, you've only got two more years before the band split up, as they announced on the news.
I don't know how I'm gonna last.
Chris, cheers to that, boss.
Gosh.
Yeah, I know, it's terrifying. Thank you for that. If you've just tuned in and you wonder what we're talking about, terrible news. Simply Red is splitting up. In 2009. It was on the news. 2009. Two more years of that guff. What a load of old rubbish. Sam.
Hello.
Hello, Sam.
How are you?
I'm angry about Simply Red.
What, the fact they're splitting up?
I'm angry that they exist.
I mean, my dad always said about Mick Hucknall, he was like, who told that guy he could sing?
Exactly, he can't sing, can he? That last caller was wrong. And I read, he's one of those people, I read this, and if it's not true, I apologise, that he makes love listening to Simply Red records. Now...
Oh, isn't that sexy? That, isn't that classy thing?
It's like me having it off while listening to a podcast of my show. It's not exactly going to get the girls fruity, you know, it doesn't really work.
I mean, it's difficult enough as it is anyway.
Can I just say, I know for a fact that my producer, Agent Chris, has had sex whilst listening to Nick Ferrari. That's a fact. That is a fact. Yes. Guarantee. Anyway, Sam, let's not shed too many tears over the chubby moon face.
Actually, your last caller has actually stolen my thunder. It's going to be one of those musical knobs that phone up, you know, and tell you that... Valerie was actually by the Zootons.
I knew it wasn't the Kooks. What was Gary banging on about, the fool?
No, no. Song was the soundtrack to the summer of last year when I started a new job and had possibly the worst week of my entire life. And every time I put on the radio, that poxy song was on.
What was so bad?
Well, I started a driving job, and the first day I went out on my own in the van. Yeah. The van blew the head gasket. Ooh. and had to be taken to the dump, you know, to the record yard. And they bought a new one the day after, which they let, because I didn't have a car at the time, which they let me drive home. They let me kind of commute in it.
Yeah.
And the first day they gave it to me, I drove it home, came out in the morning, it was gone.
No!
Gone, completely. They didn't even have it for 24 hours.
Oh, man, alive!
How
much did you get for it, Sam?
I could never... I'd get caught if I told you that.
There we go, exactly. Hey, listen, well, then maybe, you know, if tyres are caught in fire, do they melt or do they blow up as the air expands in them?
Oh, I don't know. I don't imagine that the air in a tyre is enough to really create any kind of...
I'm sure I remember.
Surely they just melt and just.
But it's very thick air, very thick tyre. I'm sure I remember reading a description of like a war zone or something, and the description going that there were loads of pops like gunfire, but it was actually the tyres exploding in the heat. Now I may have dreamt that. If I did dream it, I'm putting that in a book because it's a pretty darn good description if I flesh it out a little bit. But because tyres you are really really tough to burn. That's why there are so many tyre mountains, because they're sod to burn. But Sam, you don't know. Okay, listen. Thank you for that, boss.
No problem. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, fella. There we go. Right. 0845 606 0973. We need one of them goddamn tyre experts to come on, please. Gunter.
Hello, Ian.
Hello,
how
Gunter.
Are you?
I'm good.
I'm lekker, man.
I'm raw. I'm raw, man.
Listen.
Yeah.
This thing about the guy founding in a field when he got scooped up by a helicopter fire thing. It's actually a myth, because I watched Mythbusters the other day.
Mythbusters.
And it's impossible for a human being to be caught up in the nozzle thingy and then be, because those things got like filters on.
Yeah.
And obviously a human being weighing like 80 kilograms, even 100 kilograms with all the scuba gear on.
Yeah.
It's literally impossible. If you see how small the basket is, well, the basket's big on the top, like quite small at the bottom.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you know, when the helicopter goes down, it's only about, what, like 1 meter wide, the thing? So it's like, for a human being go into that, it's like literally impossible.
Thanks. So, Chris, would you like to apologise, and you, Alex, actually, for being idiots? Chris?
You first, Alex.
No, he said helicopter, we said plane.
Oh, yeah, we did.
He says,
well, even all right, even look, I'm a big, because my dad's a pilot and I know my planes quite well. Even those, those are called Canadairs. They go in like, well, no, sorry, right. De Havillands. They are built in Canada. Yeah. Now those planes that scoop all the water up, you know, even like.
Don't
that,
say, shut up! You're boring me. Could it happen on a plane or not?
No.
Apologise.
Sorry, Gunther.
And you.
No.
Okay. Hang on a minute. He's more of a man than you are, Chris. I respect Alex for not apologising there.
But
And what about the Rugby World Cup on Saturday?
What about it?
Well, all right. To apologise to say that South Africa will.
Oh, I cut you off. Not because I'm offended by him talking about the rugby. I'm bored by it, for goodness sakes. It's the Travel News now, it's Will Gowing.
Thank you very much, Ian. The M25 clockwise, really busy still tonight from 9 at Leatherhead towards Junction 11 at Chertsey after that earlier accident. There are delays on the M1 heading northbound between 6A at the M25 and Junction 9 at the A5. Also a lane blocked to remove a lamppost tonight on Lambeth Palace Road. That's heading northbound between Lambeth Road and the A23. In Kingston, the lights are out on Fairfield North at the junction with Western Park. Also, Tower Bridge is due to lift at 8:30 tonight, so possible delays along that stretch. Also in Beckley, Penhill Road is closed, and that's both ways for resurfacing near to Blackfen Road. On the Underground, the Victoria Line closes at 10 o'clock again this evening because of those engineering works. Aside from that, though, the rest of the Underground network running up to a good service tonight. No major problems. It was a pretty quiet one, actually, throughout the rush hour as well. On the trains, though, there are delays now of just under an hour on First Great Western services between Paddington and Oxford, and that's due to a road accident at Cullum, which is in Oxfordshire. It's also affecting Virgin trains out of Paddington Station as well. LBC 97.3 Travel News, your next update in half an hour.
You don't have to be bored to call Clive Ball.
Stop, you see, it's twiddling me thumbs tonight like you do.
Oh, literally twiddling your thumbs, or is that metaphorical twiddling?
You should see him spin, double-jointed.
Okay, I don't think I've ever twiddled my thumbs in my life.
It's better than anything else this time of night, isn't it? Mm. I'm just wondering, is there a different type of sign language in for different countries, or is it just one?
You must be very bored tonight if you're twiddling your thumbs and thinking up questions about sign language in foreign languages. Well, but it's a good question,
I'll
right?
I'll run you up, you see.
I know, blimey, you must be bored.
Clive Ball. Sunday to Thursday nights from 10. LBC 97.3.
Call that a good result? You just surrendered, you useless sow! How many times have I told you lot, when you're thinking of offloading an endowment policy, pass it straight to AAP instead of surrendering?
Yeah, no, we just surrendered, boss.
Smithy, Chopper, Jezza, all you had to do for a shedload more dosh was call AAP. I told you I played a bigger percentage game, didn't I?
Yes, boss.
Well, you can kiss goodbye at the villa and the flash new motor now. Culture!
If you're thinking of surrendering an endowment policy, you could score more by selling through AAP. Call our winning team on 0845 073 1960. That's 0845 073 1960.
If you're thinking of starting your own business, Business Matters with James Max and Lloyds TSB is essential listening. Every Sunday afternoon from 5, join James as he talks to business experts who will be on hand to give you information and guidance on going it alone. You can also track the progress of the startup business that won £20,000 thanks to Lloyds TSB. For details, log on to lbc.co.uk. Business Matters with James Max and Lloyds TSB for the journey. LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
What got, I was listening to Nick Ferrari this morning. What got dumped? Do either of you two know what got dumped from Nick Ferrari? Someone swore, I think, and he dumped it. If anyone knows, you won't know. I do need help, though, dear listener, because as you probably are aware, I'm a huge fan of the television series Prison Break. I've got a bit of the theme tune here to add some colour. And this, you can't series link Prison Break on the Sky Plus. So I missed this week's episode of Prison Break. So I spent 25 minutes last night going through my Sky Plus, going through the alphabetical listings, and then scanning through Sky every day for the next 10 days, or however far ahead you can go. I think it's 10 days, maybe a week. I can't find Prison Break anywhere. Where has Prison Break gone? It's on Mondays at 10 o'clock, isn't it, I think? 10 o'clock? 10 o'clock. I think. And I missed this week's. So when do they repeat Prison Break? And why is it not showing up on my Sky Plus? Is it... They've not got rid of it, have they? Because it's brilliant. I mean, it's not that great, this series. Let's be honest, it's no series two. But I'm a little bit concerned. 0845 60 60 973.
Where the hell is Prison Break? And how do I get this episode from this week? They must repeat it. Sky always repeat these big dramas, you know, at least once during the week. So where is the repeat? For this one, please. Richie's in the Wirral. Hello, Richie.
Hi, Ian.
I've not heard the CD yet. I'm going to get in straight away. I've not heard it yet. I know. I've been busy. That's all I can say.
Okay. It's an MP3, by the way, not a CD.
Yeah, I know. I've got to play on a blooming computer or something. Yeah. Hey, I've made the decision. I was telling Clive Ball this earlier on. I've made the decision in my head. I'm definitely buying an iMac in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've made that decision.
Why an iMac?
Because they look gorgeous.
Well, I know. Yeah, but they're just completely different to a normal PC that you're used to.
I'm excited by that change. Change. Every dog is going to have its day. Change. I don't care what other people say. Change.
Are you going to look at it and go, ugh, what do I do? I've got them in work, and I can't even get them. I can't even turn the thing that comes on straight away on.
Don't try and talk me out of it, Richie. I'm okay. Doing it. The decision has been made. I'm becoming a Mac.
What channel's your Prison Break on anyway?
Well, it was on Sky One, but I missed it this week.
So it's on Sky One, is it?
Yeah, you couldn't see it. How come you
can't? What time's it on a Monday night?
10 o'clock, I think.
No, see, the thing is, it's probably finished because on Monday I've just gone on now. What? Monday at 10 o'clock is a thing called Fear.
I saw that, but it's only episode 4 up to at the moment.
Oh, right. Okay.
So what's
Fear? You know what it's like in America? They do, like, 2 new shows, 1 old show. Just imagine if you lived in America and you sit like, I'm going to watch Prison Break tonight, and you sit down, and it's the one you watched 3 weeks ago.
Well, they did that with Series 2 of Lost. They would show, and I know exactly why they did it, they would show one new episode of Lost, then have 2 weeks of repeats, and then 2 new episodes, then a repeat, and then a new episode, and then 2 repeat. And they did it, and it's ridiculous. They did it because they would show the new episodes when the viewing figures were being assessed, so that they would only be showing new episodes when the viewing figures were being worked out, however they worked them out in the States. I've got absolutely no idea. So that they would be guaranteed. I think they call them the sweeps. I think they're called the sweeps. I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So they would be guaranteed, that channel, whatever it was, ABC or whatever, would be guaranteed to have the biggest audience share because it was a brand new episode of Lost. But it backfired because all the fans, all of the casual floating fans went, actually, you're taking the mic, and they stopped watching it, and they lost a huge chunk of the audience.
As I'm sure they would.
Yeah, as I'm sure they would.
Would you be bothered if it was every 2 weeks it was another show? Yeah. Like, I've seen this before. Why
American TV, I love American programmes, but if you've ever watched TV in America, it's just nonsense. It's completely unfathomable. They just go to breaks like that. They go to breaks in the middle of scenes. You think it's finished, then they have an advert, and then you think, oh, no, there's more. And you come back and you just get the credits. It's the most complicated, stupid television system in the world. I'm ranting tonight. I'm in a right ranty mood, Richie.
Thank goodness for British telly.
Yeah, well, exactly. Apart from the crap programmes we make, but thank goodness that we import those programmes from America and we show them in the correct fashion.
Indeed.
Anyway, that's not what you've called in about, is it?
Well, no, it's not. But as you've drawn me to my planner and for next Monday, can I draw your attention to something else that doesn't get series linked?
Please do.
Crime Watch.
No, is it on next Monday?
It's on Monday.
Doesn't get series linked. I know. That's awful. I've complained to Rav Wilding himself about that.
It's another. That's a real pain, isn't it? Because I know it's only out every month.
Yeah.
But
I've missed so many of it, as you know.
You're going to be on. And you go to a series linker and you can't do it.
Well, it is frustrating. But the thing about Prison Break, right? It's on Sky, and Sky make Sky boxes, and Sky do Sky series link. So what the hell is that all about?
I didn't realise that you couldn't series link Prison Break. I don't watch Prison Break.
No, it's good.
That's why I know. But everything else is series linked.
Yeah.
Apart from Crime Watch.
Oh, I hate life. Isn't life rubbish? Life's rubbish, isn't it? Oh, hang on. Have we got any phone calls about Prison Break? We have. Okay, lovely. We've got some phone calls coming in, so we'll find out what's happening. Okay. Hey, Richard, can we get to your flipping point, please?
Yes, my flipping point was that I never knew that Amy Winehouse sang on that version of Valerie, because I thought Mark Ronson was the artist. I knew there was a girl singer, but I've only ever watched the video, which is on the box, and it's not got Amy Winehouse in it, and I never realised it was her.
But you didn't think it was Mark Ronson singing, did you?
Well, clearly not, but I thought he just had a backing singer. I never realised it was her.
You reminded me, of course, I didn't realise. Yes, it was. It's from that Mark Ronson covers album, whatever. A lot of which is rubbish, I think it has to be said. A lot of it is a load of old guff. But the Amy Winehouse thing song is fantastic, isn't it?
It's a very good song. It's
she's got. I think she's got some voice. I think she's got a cracking voice. And
I think she's got a fantastic voice.
And I've not heard the first album, but the last album is a treat. There are some just real superb songs on there. And I pray to God she doesn't die from drugs, which is what she's going to do unless she pulls her socks up.
Indeed. Pull your finger out, Amy.
Pull your finger out, Amy. Good. The bin man's just pushed his finger to his lips to say, don't mention I'm in the studio, so I won't. Richie, thank you for that.
Cheers, Ian.
Cheers, fella. Let's go to Dan. Hey, Dan. Oh, Dan, I'm missing all my breaks tonight. I'll come back in a second.
First, clear some space. Next, get a chopping board. Make it heavy. I like marble. Then pick up your mouse, hold the little blighter tight. Then in one swift movement, slam it on the board. Then again. Nice. Then again. And again and again. Oh, work, please.
There is a way to get your IT problems off your hands, whatever size your business. It's called BT IT Manager. It's like an instant breakdown recovery service for your IT with 24/7 support from one of our UK-based experts so you can get back to doing what you do best in no time.
Right, that's it. It's the blender for you, sunshine.
To find out more about 24/7 expert IT support from BT, visit bt.com/business. BT, bringing it all together.
See website for details.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
We'll go to Sarah in a minute, who may have the answer on Prison Break for me, but first of all, it's Dan in Waterloo. Good evening, Dan.
Hello.
Dan, you're a tyre expert.
I'm not a tyre expert.
It says on my screen, Dan, tyre expert.
Well, I think he's lied a bit.
Can we pretend you're a tyre expert for Gravitas?
Yes.
Let's go to Waterloo now, and it's our tyre expert, it's Dan. Dan, thanks for coming on at such short notice.
Oh, no, that's no problem.
What can you tell us about tyres, Dan?
They don't really explode. Basically, it's just quite a loud noise when the air comes out.
How does the air come out?
It's kind of like a really loud, I don't know.
What?
It's just...
I wasn't asking you to make the noise, I was asking you to tell me... But thank you for doing it. But so what, does the air come out of the valve, or does the tyre pop?
Basically, it's just where, you know, if you're burning it, but it's just the pressure. I'm not sure whether the air pressure builds up or whatever, but right. It's just they're quite inflated to quite a high pressure.
Right.
Anyway.
Yes.
And when there's a tiny little hole.
Yes.
Obviously, the air just tries to rush out of it quite quickly, and it makes a bit of a loud noise.
But how does... But that's including the hole... How would there be a hole... What I'm saying
obviously,
is...
Obviously, if the tyre's burning, it's going to start deteriorating at some
point. Okay, let's say not necessarily burning, but in a really hot place. I think, like in the middle of a fire, but not touched by the fire, I would think...
Well, I think that'd be quite... They're really hard to burn. It'd be quite difficult.
Well, exactly. I don't think it would burn. I think that the heat would heat up the air so much in the tyre that causing it to expand and causing it to pop the tyre.
Well, I don't know, because you're never really that close to them.
But... Dan, you're not much of a tyre expert, are you?
Not really, no.
I'm going to have to let you go, Dan.
Okay.
Yeah, they're disappointed. Our tyre expert there from Waterloo was rubbish, it turns out. Sarah!
Hello.
Where the hell is Prison Break?
It is not back on until Monday, the 5th of November.
You are taking the... What?
No, I did exactly what you did. Oh. Went to my Sky Plus, up and down the A to Z, couldn't find it. But when I listened to the very end, when they're sending up the credits, it said they're on a break and it's not back till Monday the 5th.
Oh, you're joking.
It's because this time round they're following closely the ones that are going out in the States.
Well, they should have started it 2 weeks later then.
Well, yeah.
Hey, Sarah, because I went through that whole A to Z thing last night. Well, the whole P's.
Sad, aren't we?
Well, very sad. But also, you get to see a lot of rude titles. Did you see, did you see a programme called Ing Ease?
Probably.
Yeah, I saw that there was a program. It was actually called Ing. Honestly, I could not believe it. It was disgusting. And we're looking at it going, and there's only so many asterisks in it. It was terrible. Sarah, listen, you're a fan of the Prison Break then?
Definitely.
Very, very quickly, how do you rate Series 3 so far?
Not enough scene of it yet.
Yeah.
I know what I think of
it. Not as good as Series 2, is it?
You see, I never saw Series 1.
Series 1 was good. Series 2 was the best.
So
this one seems to be a little bit... You've not seen Series 1?
No.
Go and buy the box set.
Oh, OK.
Please do, because it's brilliant. But this one seems a little bit silly.
Yeah, There's not a lot you can do. You're either in prison or you're out of prison.
Sarah, I've got to go. Thank you very much for that. 0845 6060973. Coming after the news, your memories about Police Academy.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 8, as a 7-year-old lies seriously hurt in hospital, police in Mallorca find a woman's body. A murdered boy's uncle calls for London's killings to stop, and Florent gets Chelsea flying in the Champions League. It's 8 o'clock, I'm Jonathan Savage. The body of a woman's been found in a cave in Mallorca by police looking for the mother of a British girl who fell from a balcony. 7-year-old Jana Cooper suffered severe injuries and is in a serious but stable condition in hospital. She fell from the 5th floor of the Hotel Samoa. Sarah Cooper hasn't been seen since. Stop the slaughter. That's the call from the uncle of a teenager stabbed to death in East London. No one's been charged over Rizwan Darbar's death. The 17-year-old was buried in Woodgrange Park Cemetery in Manor Park this afternoon. Rizwan's uncle, Sajid Umarji, told LBC how he'll be remembered.
Well, he'll be remembered as a very bright, young, very popular, colourful character, from his parents to his friends to his relatives, to his students, his teachers. I mean, no one's got a bad word to say about him at all. It's very tragic that we've lost him in such a way.
The Old Bailey's been told a 23-year-old loner from Mitcham murdered a Harrods shop worker before burying her in a shallow grave. Gareth Davies denies the charge. Holly Holland has more from the LBC News Centre.
A Gelly Rasta went missing in July last year after working a shift at Harrods in Knightsbridge. The 27-year-old Estonian's body, which was found on Mitcham Common where she used to jog, lay undiscovered for 12 days. Detectives found a kitchen knife covered in her blood at Gareth Davies' home, and the name Gaz was carved into a tree branch near where Miss Rasta's body was found. Davies denies murdering her and perverting the course of justice by burying the body to avoid detection.
The governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, has said a one-stop shop will be open for people caught up in the wildfires ravaging the state. Hundreds of thousands of people have been evacuated and at least £1 billion worth of damage has been caused in San Diego alone. Governor Schwarzenegger says it's a devastating scene.
Almost 8,900 firefighters are on site. There are so far 40 injuries and 3 deaths. 1,664 structures have been destroyed in California. Out of that, there is approximately 1,436 homes that have been destroyed.
Champions League action continues tonight, and Chelsea appear to be putting their problems behind them. They're 1-0 up at the bridge against Schalke, Florian Malouda scoring. Besiktas are 1-1 against Liverpool, and Benfica v Celtic is goalless after about 15 minutes. If you're away from your radio and want to stay in touch with the latest news, weather and travel, you can call 0901 723 6666. 35 pence a minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary. London's travel news delays up to 50 minutes on First Great Western trains heading out of Paddington tonight because of a road accident near Oxford. Gloomy but mostly dry tonight with a low of 8 degrees Celsius. This is LBC. It's 8:03.
LBC Plus allows you to listen to your favourite shows on LBC 97.3 again. Log on to lbc.co.uk and go to LBC Plus to click and listen again. Where does your front door lead? It could lead to this. Or even this.
Good evening, sir, madam, your usual table on the terrace.
You see, using the value of your home to finance your investments is just one of the strategies that's helped thousands of Inside Tracks customers build substantial property portfolios and create more than 200 property millionaires. To find out how, just call 0870 124 4613 to go to a free introductory workshop from Inside Track. It's the start of a program to help you get the best out of property, whether that's buy to let, buying a second home, or even a third. How to find them, how to finance them, buying off plan, how to negotiate discounts. Over 100,000 people have already attended free workshops from the UK's leading property education specialists. Join them and see how doors open for you. Book now. Call 0870 124 4613 or go to insidetrack.co.uk.
C 97.3. Ian Lee's Good Evening. Good evening.
go. What a show we're having. Aren't we? You're enjoying it? It's all right. It's not bad. It's not that good, actually, either. Sorry. 0845 6060 973. Tis telephone number. It's nearly Christmas! Yes!
Yeah.
Yes! Woo! Woo! I'm going to get this year. Those of you who are regular listeners to the show and heard, I didn't get a Christmas tree last year. I'm going to get one this year. I'm going to get a big Christmas tree and decorate it with lights and ting.
When's it going to go up?
I'm holding off getting it now. I want it now. I really want it now, and I'm having to resist the urge. When is the earliest I can get one without looking like a pervert?
It's bad luck if you get one early, isn't it?
No, it's bad luck if you get rid of one late. When is the earliest I can get a Christmas tree and put it up? But seriously.
Right.
It's got to be December, hasn't it?
No, surely it's like now, because that's the Christmas shop's open.
You can't put one up now. Well, you cannot put a Christmas tree up now.
Well, they got lights in the town centres.
I've got my Halloween tree up first. And then I've got to put my Then I've got to put my Guy Fawkes night tree up that's just a burning tree in the living room. The Halloween tree. Ooh, scary.
Wicked.
Yeah. Well, okay, when can I get a Christmas tree? A real one. A big one with lights and things like that.
I wish you'd have told me about that.
Why?
Because I went out on the street today and asked Londoners some questions.
But about what?
Like, what we could talk about on the show tonight.
Well, you think that the scuba diver being scooped up by an aeroplane is true, not an urban myth. We're slagging off Simply Red. We're celebrating the magic of Police Academy.
Spank me bottom, naughty boy.
Oh, no, the wrong clip. Hang on a minute. It was, All the old paintings on the
tombs. Got me looking so crazy, right? Favourite place in London? Leicester Square. Proper busy.
No. Oh. Hang on.
Do you fancy a quick one?
No, hang on a second.
Hi, my name is Quincy. I'm a little frisky. I like to cut up bodies, then have sex. On my up, you'll find me with the lady laid beside me. Is she dead? I'll check her leg. Hi, my name is Quincy. Yes, I'm a little frisky. I eat at the same restaurant every night. Women sit by my side, so I smell a formaldehyde. We dine on crab, then sleep on my slab. Goodbye, my name is...
Oh, it's that one. That's it. I've the wrong one, totally. The Magic of Police Academy. Your memories of the film Police Academy. That's what we're talking about, Chris, so...
Okay.
But, you know, I don't quite know what you're offering me.
Well, I could have, like, asked the Londoners when the...
Well, what have you asked them, then?
If they can come up with a topic for tonight's show.
Let me play it. Go on, let's hear.
Thanks, Ian. Yeah, I'm on the streets of London doing what we call in the business Vox Pops.
I think it's stop it. What was that?
Oh, you're supposed to introduce me?
No, but you're not supposed to put a thanks in. You can't do that now, because that is... Since the Blue Peter Cat, Ofcom and GMTV, you can't do things like that, because that you're implying you're out there live now, and you're not. You're there.
OK, this isn't a live, but it's an as live. And so Ian's going to throw to me.
Is it edited?
Yes.
Well, it's not as live then, is it?
Oh.
If it's edited, it's not as live. It's a pre-recorded piece that you've edited for broadcast.
Just introduce me.
Go on then, Chris.
Thanks, Ian. Yeah, I'm on the streets of London doing what we call in the business Vox Pops. I think it's Italian for Voice of the People or something. But I'm asking real Londoners, not those fake ones, but real Londoners, what we should be talking about on tonight's show. Hey man, we're on the radio.
Okay.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah, sure, mate, sure.
What do you think we should be talking about on Ian Lee's show this evening on LBC 97.3?
Well, you can talk about my landlady, because my landlady phones me up all the time. She phoned me about 20 minutes ago, and I think she fancies me.
Really?
So, yeah, no, true. So I'm wondering, if I was to do anything with her, would I get cheaper rent?
Okay, not something everyone can talk about, but yeah, we'll give it a go. All right, 0845 6060 973, if you can help. What is your name?
John.
John.
Right. Right, okay. We're in so much trouble now. That's not a real Londoner.
He lives in London.
That's John Chittenden, who works downstairs. He's the PR bloke. He's just recently moved desks to be nearer Paul Sylvester.
He lives in Wimbledon.
He's not a real punter. You've implied he's a real punter. He's a bloke who works here. He's the head of He is PR. Not Paul Ross, he's public relations.
Oh, yeah. He was wandering about London, though.
No, he wasn't. I bet you asked him to go and stand outside.
No, he was already outside.
Well, you can't do that.
Oh.
We're not talking about that.
Oh.
Lala?
That's you.
Layla.
Oh, Layla. What, Chris, he's not put... I'm assuming there's a Y or at the very least an I in your name. He's not put it on the screen. He's put Lala.
Really? I'm not part of the Teletubby, you know?
No, I know you're not. Hello there. Who was that fella that was there with you?
He's my fiancé.
He's your professional phone holder. He holds the phone while you go and do other things. And when you're called to the phone, he gets you to come over.
That's exactly it.
Well done. He sounded British, is he?
No, he's not British.
Can I ask where he's from?
Well, he's a mix. Well, he claims he's British, but he's a mixture.
Okay, so I'm just wondering, are you... don't take this the wrong way. You're not marrying for a passport, are you, love?
Absolutely not. I already have a British passport.
What toothpaste does he use?
Colgate.
Okay, I've seen the film Green Card. I know how this stuff works, all right? Okay, I'm going to call you, Lala. What can I do for you?
Okay, I call you regarding Prison Break.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, in America...
Yes.
They put it on hold for, like, a week, so that's basically why it wasn't showing in the UK last week.
Why have they put it on hold, though?
I have no idea why they did that, because they did that with all their shows, including Grey's Anatomy's... Heroes, etc.
It's not the done thing, Lala.
Pardon?
It's not the done thing. Over here, when we start a show, we finish a bloody show. That's how it works in this country, young lady. Don't you forget it.
But, like, what episode are you on here?
We are on this... Well, okay, let's... you're a fan of it, okay?
I love it.
Okay, now, Chris hasn't seen any of Series 3... So please don't mention what's in the box.
Oh, please.
Don't mention what's in the box, okay?
All right.
I will ban you for life, because bless him, he's not seen it, and I don't want to ruin it for him.
Tell him to close his ears.
No, he can't. Don't worry, Chris, we're not going to say it. Don't say what's in it. So we've found out what was in the box.
But you know what was in the box.
I know what was in the box. He doesn't even know a box exists, so don't, please, let's spare him.
But do you believe what's in the box is really what's in the box?
Oh, well, it would be hard to fake one of those, wouldn't it?
Not really.
Although I do... Well, I do have to say... I can't... Chris, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to ask you to go to part... No, put your finger in your ear isn't good enough. I'm going to have to ask you to go to part of the building where you cannot hear this broadcast. Hang on, wait.
He can't hear it.
No, let's say that. Listen, I'm very good... Chris, I'm going to... No, don't put your fingers in your ears. Go to part of the building where they're playing Heart or one of the rubbish stations. Go and do it. Honestly. Right, let's just go into the... No, oh, he's going up there. Okay. Chris, come and put your thumbs up underneath the curtain on that window if you can't hear us. Oh, what a stupid thing to say. Well, he's put his... Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Not you, Lala. He's put his thumbs up to say that he can't hear me. Alex, can you go outside and see if you can hear me? Because I trust you. Just go outside. And right. Be honest, because this is important. All this just to try and hide what happens in a show. Just right. Shut those doors, Alex. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
No, not you, Lala. I'm talking to Chris and Alex.
All right. Yeah.
No, he can't hear. Okay, let's wait for that door to swing shut. Right. Well, because the thing is, you couldn't fake a lady's head in a box, could you?
Not really, but you could. Kill someone else that looks similar to her.
Kill someone else that looks similar to her? That seems a little bit extreme.
You think so?
And also, well, saying that, she did come on this show a couple of months ago, and she said that she wasn't going to be there for the first few months of filming because she was heavily pregnant, but she would be coming back in later on.
Yeah, true. That's a good point. But anyway, it's her. Anyway, it's her in the box.
So, but do you think she's dead?
Of course, I think she's definitely dead.
No, wait, hang on. You're saying, of course, a minute ago, you're just saying that it might not be her.
No, because I wasn't sure, like, how far you are into it, you see, so I didn't want to really spoil it for you.
Okay, so
you know, because I was unsure whether it was she was actually dead or not, or whether it was actually her or not.
Okay, Chris,
so,
okay.
So... I watched, are you on episode 4?
I think so, yes.
Episode 4, because 5 is already out.
What? What? Who? What? What did you just say?
Yeah, I'm going to be watching Five tonight.
No, well, hang on. Who's out?
No, I said, episode 5 is out.
Oh, okay. Right. Listen, don't say anything, because I'm going to invite Chris back. Chris, you can come back in now. Come back in. But I was upset to find when Teabag died. Oh! Sorry. Lala.
What?
Lala, I have to go. Thank you for that. Sorry. I thought we'd finished. 0845-6060973. Probably didn't mean anything to you the last 15 minutes if you don't watch Prison Break. If you don't watch it, shame on you. Before we go to the... Oh, no, you've got that already. Let's do that now, then. Travel news now, it's Will.
Thank you very much. If you're heading onto the motorways tonight, still problems on the M25. Heading anti-clockwise, just had news in of a crash near to Junction 10 at the A3. There's also a lane blocked with a broken down lorry on the M1 northbound just after Junction 8 at Hemel Hempstead, causing queues. In Kingston, the lights are out on Fairfield North at the junction with Western Park, and Tower Bridge is due to lift 8:30 tonight, just under 15 minutes' time. In Bexley, Penhill Road is closed both ways for resurfacing work near to the junction with Blackfen Road. The Victoria Line closes again tonight at 10 p.m. due to those engineering works still ongoing there. If you're heading out for the trains, there are delays of up to 50 minutes on First Great Western services between Paddington and Oxford. It's due to a road accident just near to Cullum in Oxford Street, and it's also affecting Virgin trains from Reading through to Oxford as well. They're currently delayed additionally by 15 minutes there. Rest of National Rail train services, though, all operating up to timetables so far tonight. No major problems there to let you know of. LBC 97.3 Travel News, your next update coming up for you in half an hour.
Wake up with Steve Allen.
I went out the other day and I bought a pair of trousers. And I thought, I'll buy a pair of plimsolls. Well, nobody in the shops knows what I'm talking about when I say, excuse me, do you have any plimsolls? And so she looked at me blankly and went, no. And I said, do you think you'll be getting any in? Don't think so, no. So nobody knows what plimsolls are about. You have to be a certain age, not plimsolls. Apparently they've renamed them. Trainers.
Wake up with Steve Allen, Monday to Thursday mornings from 5, and at the weekend, join him for breakfast from 8 till 11. LBC 97.3.
We are gathered here today to witness the sale of an endowment policy through AAP, Charles Edward Arthur. Do you take this endowment policy and promise to sell it through AAP, forsaking all thought of surrender forever?
I do.
And will you have much more cash as a result?
I will.
The ring, please.
Hello, AAP.
I now pronounce you potentially much better off. You may now kiss your unwanted endowment goodbye. If you're about to surrender an endowment policy, don't. Sell it instead through AAP. Call 0845 073 1960. That's 0845 073 1960.
LBC 97.3 is making your business our business as we celebrate Small Business Week 2007 with BT Local Business. All next week, James O'Brien will be asking leading business experts and entrepreneurs how they got started and the advice they'd give to smaller businesses needing to compete in today's increasingly competitive market. There's loads happening across London all week too, thanks to BT Business and its small business partners. Log on to lbc.co.uk and listen to James O'Brien weekday mornings from 10 all next week for Small Business Week 2007 with BT Local Business and LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's the biggest shot I've ever done. Here's a question. What are we talking about? Well, we're slagging off Simply Red. That's bad news, kids. Simply Red are splitting up. In 2009. We're celebrating the magic of Police Academy. I've got to say, a big thank you to everyone that's called in about that, because we have been overwhelmed by... We'll go to the caller in a minute, but we've been overwhelmed by the call. Now here's a question. I spent a large portion of time today in two separate hospitals. What fun that was. And in one of the hospitals, in the foyer of... It was the physio department. They had a big ice machine, big ice-making machine, like a big one, and it was whirring away as these things do. Big ice machine with scoops. Well, OK, so there's two questions, actually. I'll ask this question. Why would they need that much ice in a hospital? I'm not being funny, like with MRSA and Superbug and... wasn't Superbug a band in the 80s? No, it's Jive Bunny. But with MRSA and Superbug and... you know, like, people not being able to have money for drugs and stuff. Why? Surely they could...
like save 30 quid and get rid of the ice machine. I don't understand why that. So why does a hospital need an ice machine in a public arena? It's not even in the canteen or anything. And then it got me to thinking, some people, you know, actually go into supermarkets and buy ice. I know this for two reasons. One, I used to work in BJAMs and people would come in and ask us if we sold ice. We laughed at them because it's stupid. And then I was in Marks and Spencer's on Saturday and they had bags of ice cubes in the freezer. Obviously, in the freezer. Well, stupid, I didn't need to say that, did I? Why? Who buys ice? Who can't make ice themselves? Can you make ice yourself? Who can't? 0845 60 60 973. Who the hell buys ice? Ian, ever bought ice?
I've never bought ice.
Who the hell does?
I've seen people do it.
Who? Don't just say you've seen people do it, man. Who? I want names and addresses.
A guy called KP did it.
What an idiot.
Recently.
Yeah.
It was hot and he didn't have time to make the ice, because it takes a while, doesn't it?
Well, it doesn't take that. It depends. If you want proper ice, then you're looking at, I don't know, maybe 12 hours. If you want, like, ice that's a little bit watery in the middle, you're looking at 3 hours.
I think he wanted the proper stuff quick.
Okay. He wanted hardcore ice action.
He wanted to, like, you know, like you go to the hole in the wall to get instant cash. He went to get instant ice.
How much does a bag of ice cost? Because all you're paying for is a little bit of water.
I have no idea.
Okay, you've not really researched this very well, have you, Ian?
Well, I didn't actually phone up to talk about
it. Okay, I do apologise. Sorry, that's my fault. You have my apology, sir.
But I thought I did pretty well.
You did quite well. Hey, man, do you want to plug your podcast?
Go on, then. Well, I forget what it is now. WatkinsIan.libsyn.com.
WatkinsIan. And you spell Ian wrong, don't you?
Yes, I do.
IAN.libsyn.com. WatkinsIan.libsyn.com. And if you want to hear my podcast, it's IanLee.libsyn.com. LIBSYN.com. Thank you.
Shindiggery.
Now,
good stuff.
Well, I've got a bit bored of it, I'll be honest. Anyway. You want to call? You're the only real call we've got about Police Academy so far.
Well, hopefully I can kick off things.
Well, we are celebrating the magic of Police Academy because Chris, Alex and I are at some point in the near future going to have a day of watching all 7 Police Academy movies back to back. Chris is going to possibly pop into town later this week and buy the box set. So we're celebrating the magic of Police Academy! Away you go, Ian.
You know what? This music actually sounds like it's used on the LBC small business ads.
It does, doesn't it? Hang on. Mentoring. It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Well, anyway.
And then it just stops there. That's all we could get off the internet.
Is that it?
Yeah, sorry.
It was good, though. It was good.
16 seconds of pure Police Academy music.
Well, there's so much to say, really, isn't it? Because there's 7 films, as you say.
Yeah.
It's the stuff of legends at my school.
Yeah.
Classics. In the League of Porky's, Weekend at Bernie's, Weird Science.
Did you know there was a Weekend at Bernie's 2?
I didn't know.
No, I've never seen. I've seen the. I've held the DVD, but I've never. Because Weekend at Bernie's is brilliant.
It is.
The premise is they go to spend a weekend at Bernie's. Bernie dies. They spend the whole weekend pretending he's alive by tying bits of string to him and pulling his arms. That's all I seem to remember happening. But if anyone's seen Weekend at Bernie's 2, how does that work?
I remember the moustache, the dead guy's moustache.
Yeah.
Well, that was pretty.
And there was lots of. As there always were in those 80s films, lots and lots of hot chicks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Anyway, two Police Academy points for you.
Yeah.
Firstly, I'd like to be the first person to do this. Well, obviously, I'm going to be the first because I'm the only caller on it. So it's a bit like this.
I believe, is that the theme tune to it? Is it the Blue Oyster Bar?
It's the Blue Oyster Bar.
The Blue Oyster Bar. And, of course, if anybody at school ever did anything wrong or was a little bit rubbish or a little bit effeminate, we'd sing the Blue Oyster theme tune. Like, oh, shut up. Oh, shut up! I'm not! Shut up! I've forgotten all about that. We used to do that all the time. And I'm getting laughs of familiarity from Alex and Chris as well. I'm guessing they bullied other children in much the same way.
We were also the bullies, really.
Yeah, well, I was bullied and I was a bully. You know, I'm not proud of it, but it's what happens. It's what, and some of those survived the bullying and some of those killed themselves. And, you know, that's the way it works out. You know, the survival of the fittest, as Darwin once put it.
Secondly, a guy, I don't think he was in the first few, but he got in it after a few, called Zed. I think he was a baddie at first. Long hair.
Oh, he did talk like that.
That's the one.
He was, and we were talking about him the other day, he was Bobcat Goldthwaite.
Is he still around?
Yeah, he's still around. He's quite a famous comedian. He pops up in a few episodes of Larry Sanders.
Oh, right.
He's sort of quite a famous
I won't say cult because he's a little bit bigger than cult, but yeah, on the fringe comedian in the States. But he's very famous.
He's kind of like a baddie, and then he actually joined
Didn't he? In four, was it? He joined up.
I think he did.
Because I think he was in the first one as well, wasn't he? He was definitely in two and three, and he was like sort of like an anarchic punk and would go around setting fire to stuff. And
it's like. You probably did a better impression than me, but it's like I think it sounds like Barry from Watford having a seizure.
It does sound a little bit like Barry from Watford having a seizure.
Yeah, I think you said you might get the characters on after nine.
Yeah, Barry.
Oh no, Barry.
I beg your blooming pardon, having a seizure. You cheeky devil, is that? You did an impression of me having a seizure?
No, he's doing an impression of a character from the Police Academy films.
Have you heard of it? What's his name as we're speaking to?
It's Ian Lee. Good evening, Barry.
Who's the other one on the phone?
It's Ian.
Who's the other one on the phone?
It's Ian.
No, you!
It's confusing for the old
man. No, Barry.
Who said it's confusing?
It's Ian.
Is his name Ian?
Yes.
Ian, here's an impression for you. It's me clatting you round the ear hole.
Whoa. Take that steak out of my heart, Barry.
Break your legs, mate.
Right. So, Ian, thank you for your Police Academy memories.
Was he saying that I was an attendant at the Blue Oyster by that singing there? Cheeky devil. I've never bullied anyone in my life. When I was at school, I stuck up for people, and I'd certainly never bully the underachieving. The fat ones, yes, of course.
Barry, it's not actually your turn.
Well, who are you lining up next?
It's Katia's turn. Now, Katia's famous, Barry, because she naively thinks that you get sugar from beetroot.
You do, yeah. I checked it. With the Beetroot Appreciation Society.
You were sending me anonymous threatening emails as well, Katia. No, it's not really very grown up, is it?
Get that.
It may be legal in your country, but over here it can be enforced with legal action.
Be true to yourself. That's good.
Is that the motto of your terrorist organisation? Your anarchist group?
Yeah.
Barry, are you still there?
Yes, well, I'm enjoying this call.
Okay. Right, Katia, what do you want, you
I actually wasn't intending to call you today.
Did you have Police Academy in Belgium?
I've never watched one.
What are they called in Belgium? L'Académie de Police.
No, it's the same name. It's a bit disappointing. Oh, Police Academy.
La Police Academy.
Oui.
Mais oui.
Wait.
Oui.
Barry,
she's from a foreign country.
Very nice.
Okay. What are you doing, Barry? You've gone quiet all of a sudden. You normally can't shut you up.
Oh, I was enjoying this cul-de-sac of a conversation so much. I'd let you hang yourself for a bit longer.
Thank you. Right, I can turn this around. Katia.
Yes.
Go on.
I wasn't planning on ringing you today because of our argument yesterday.
Yes, we fell out massively.
Yeah, yeah. But then my boyfriend is not here, and I have to talk to you about that when he's not here.
Yes. It's not getting all that much better, is it? But keep going.
I can still do this, Barry. In the last minute and 10 seconds, I can do this.
Okay.
Thank you, Katia.
I'd like to know if anyone has ever sewn their bathtub.
Has ever what?
What?
Has anyone ever done what?
You turned it around, darling.
No.
Has anyone what?
Sean what?
Okay, we want to destroy our bathtub.
Oh,
okay?
The bathtub?
Yes.
Yeah. Has anyone seen the bathtub? No.
I thought we should have dumped that. You said bathtub.
Yeah, we're bathtub.
Bathtub, is that a euphemism? But so, what do you want to do to your bathtub?
We want to destroy it. We want to get rid of it. And Roger says the best.
Hang on, your boyfriend's not called Roger. You sound so exotic and foreign and exciting. You got a bloke called Roger.
Okay, it's called Roger actually.
Yeah.
Has he got a book out? Is it Thesaurus?
Oh, he's a Mac support, actually. I can send him to you when you're...
No,
I'm all right.
Sure.
Right.
It's come down a little bit.
It has, right. Barry, Katia, can you both wait there over the news?
Oh, all right.
Although, Katia, you don't have to.
Okay.
Well, okay, we'll see. Well, you can, but if either of you accidentally put the phone down, you know, don't worry about it. 0845 6060 973. How do we get rid of baths? I think it's quite simple.
If you have hip or knee osteoarthritis and have been suffering from chronic pain for more than 3 months, the Barts Pain Research Group would like to hear from you. We're looking for people over the age of 40 to take part in a study that looks at the pain relief gained from taking a new, strong painkiller. Candidates need to have been taking painkillers for at least 1 month of hearing this commercial. If you want to help, call the Barts Pain Research Group on 020 7601 7314. That's 020 7601 7314.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 8:30, I'm Jonathan Savage. A woman's body has been discovered in a cave on the Spanish island of Mallorca. Police there have been looking for the mother of a British girl who fell from a balcony. 7-year-old Jana Cooper suffered severe injuries and is in a serious but stable condition in hospital. The uncle of a 17-year-old stabbed to death in West London's likened the spate of knife murders in London to the violence of New York's notorious Bronx district. Over 1,000 people paid tribute to Rizwan Darbar at his funeral this afternoon. The government's binned controversial plans to encourage you to recycle more. The proposals were thought to have included charging for bin bags and offering cash incentives for cutting the amount of rubbish thrown out. Approaching half-time in the Champions League action tonight, Chelsea are faring best of the British clubs. Florian Malouda's put them 1-0 up at Stamford Bridge against Schalke. Liverpool are losing 1-0 at Besiktas and Celtic are 0-0 at Benfica. London's travel news, one lane is blocked with a broken-down lorry on the M1 northbound. That's just after Junction 8 at Hemel Hempstead. London's weather for tonight, staying mostly dry, but there is the chance of some patchy drizzle in places. Minimum temperatures up on previous nights, 8 degrees Celsius. LBC, it's 8:31.
Ah, looking for a great deal on a new home, are we? Yeah. Drowning in local papers' property sections. Look. With smartnewhomes.com, we've got loads and loads of deals from loads and loads of developers. Oh. Even better, you tell us what you want and we'll send you an email or text alert of the latest deals that suit you. It's just part of the service from the site with thousands and thousands of new homes. Ooh. smartnewhomes.com, the smarter way to buy a new home.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
0845 6060 973.
So we've got Barry. Are you still there?
Yes, dear.
It's a shame. Katya?
Oui.
Disappointing. Now,
oh.
Barry, we'll get to your point in a minute.
Let's hope so.
I'm going to be quick.
Okay, so Katya, you've got a bath and you want to get rid of it.
Yes.
Well, it's easy. You take it out, you leave it out the front and call the council.
It's not going to work because everything's too small. The walls, the
right.
Yeah, I think he's actually answered that.
No.
But, well, so you're saying you can't get the bath out?
We can't.
Here's a question.
What?
How do you think they got it
in? Well, I know how they did it, because I thought about it.
Go on.
Yeah. Everything at the bathroom, they didn't build the wall. Oh, hold on a second. They built it after they put the bath.
You're saying they put the bath in, fixed it, fitted it, installed it,
yes.
And then built a wall.
Yes.
What a lovely story. Well, none night, darling. None night. Isn't that lovely?
No, I just want to know, if any builders listening,
yeah.
What would they do? Because I would like to go with...
Right, OK, so two things, Katya. Yeah. Is it metal or plastic?
Oh, dear.
Cast iron, and I think the best way is with a club hammer.
OK.
That's it.
Barry, shut up.
Oh, sorry.
You won't be able to smash it with a club hammer. You need to saw it, and that'll take you a long time.
That's it.
The thing is, Katya,
yeah.
Are you going to put another bath in, yeah?
Oh, God.
A shower.
You're putting a shower? You're not going to have a bath?
No.
Oh, you dirty continental.
Well, come back and tell us how it went. Bye-bye, darling.
I'm sticking with this. Shut up, Barry.
Oh, God.
I decide. Am I the arbiter? Is that the right word?
You could be.
No, I was asking Barry. It's our language.
I can think of a number of words. Arbiter isn't one of them.
Right, okay. I'm the arbiter, I'm going to say it, of when people get cut off.
Okie dokie.
Right.
Fire away.
So, you're going to... But they wouldn't have built...
You're clearly making up questions now. We've established she's got a bath. It's difficult to get rid of. Perhaps she could get the council. That's it, Ian. End of. It's over. It's done. We've discussed it. Let's move on. Please. I'm not long for this world. I can't listen to this.
You always say that, though. You always say, oh, I'm going to die, and all that pretty sad music.
I know. And on that note, my darling, thanks ever so much. has he answered your question? I'd rather thought he had.
He hasn't. I don't want him to answer the question. I want him to ask the question to Londoners and builders.
Okay, shall I do it? can you solve this problem before I end up in an asylum? She's got a bath and the time is running out. Get a monkey wrench and give it a... Oh, that's enough then. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, I'm going to go.
Oh, are you, darling? Oh, well. Night-bye. Night-night.
Night-night.
Bye-bye. Right, Ian. Now, where were
she's
we?
She's still there.
Oh, hey.
Katya? Oh, no, she's gone. Katya, your phone hasn't disconnected, so if you pick the phone up, you'll come back on the radio. Her line's still up, Barry. Yeah, I know, Katya, can you just pick your phone up for a second? Wait 7 seconds. Wait 7 seconds, Barry. 7 second delay, just in case anyone swears.
Katya?
No, we've just reset the 7 seconds, haven't you?
What, if I speak?
Well, she won't hear that until 7 seconds after you say it.
Do you, but in your heart of hearts, do you want to hear any more?
No, you're right, I'll cut her off.
Yeah.
Right, what do you want?
Oh, God, I can't quite remember, but it was... I think I was going to talk about the police academy.
Well, it says Christmas trees on my screen.
I've changed my mind. Do you know who's... this is partly it. Do you know who's turning on the lights at the Harlequin shopping centre in Watford?
No, I do not know, no.
No, I'm absolutely appalled. I'm absolutely disgusted.
Who is it?
Think of the sort of most F-list celebrity you can.
Not Nana Watkins.
Judy Mullins. At least she turned up. At least she didn't promise the earth and never turn up.
Let's not do that again.
Well,
Jade Good.
I don't know if any celebrities want to turn on the Christmas.
Oh, forget it, Barry. We're not doing it. We're not going to repeat that old nonsense.
We won't do
it. Don't forget, Barry, the clocks go forward this weekend. Is it Jade Goody?
No, it's worse.
Worse than Jade.
Two ladies, young ladies.
The twins?
Yes.
The twins from Big Brother? Yes. Well, hang on, Barry. Stay there. I've got a copy of the Daily Mirror here, and I think they're in the mirror. They might be in the sun, actually.
Yeah.
But do you know what they look like?
Yes, I do.
Well, then, why are you complaining? They're fine.
Of course, the lights will be on, but there'll still be no one home.
There's a good picture of them in the... I think it's the Sun or the Star today. They're hot, man.
Well, that's not the point, is it? I want someone that reflects the gravitas of Watford, you know?
Okay. Well, who's famous? Who is famous from Watford?
Elton John. Me.
But they're not going to get Elton. You're not famous. You're just some old duffer.
Has anyone asked John?
And they're not. Elton John.
Has anyone asked Elton John to do it?
Elton John is not going to turn on the lights at the Harlequin shopping centre.
Well, it's a bit better than those two. A top line celebrity.
No, they're not. They're
is
not.
Lenny Bennett still alive?
I think Lenny Bennett died, didn't he?
Oh, God, sorry.
I think he died recently.
Well, anyway, I just think there's a disgrace. But when it comes to films...
Yes.
...and Watford, there's so much more to do in Watford than watch a film. There's a live Let's Talk to Barry show at the Watford Palace Theatre.
Yeah, this is on November the 6th, is it?
9th. November the 9th.
Right. So you've been telling people that I'm going to be there.
Well, are you coming?
Well, no, I'm doing... It's a weekday, isn't it?
It's a Friday night.
I do a radio show on a Friday night, Barry. So,
if anyone wants to come, it's on at the Watford Palace Theatre.
Yes, I won't be there, though, so you've got to stop telling people I'm going to... I've already had emails and messages on MySpace, myspace.com/TheRealIanLee,
yeah,
asking me, if we can meet up beforehand, if I'll be signing... I'm not going, Barry.
You pretend you're going.
How many tickets have you sold so far?
300.
How many does it hold?
607.
Oh, well, that's not that bad, then.
Yeah, but if anyone can find me in Watford and give me the magic phrase, Hello, Barry. They can never have a free ticket.
I'll be honest, Barry, I've seen your show.
Yes.
It's more of a fringe thing, isn't it? I'm surprised. It's
no.
I can see it being good in a studio space.
No.
But not actually in the real theatre.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
A real theatre's quite big. I don't know if you've been to a theatre.
No, it's a top quality show.
It's a little bit small and one-dimensional.
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Bye. No, it didn't work, really.
Oh, I've enjoyed myself the last 15 minutes. I don't care if nobody else has. 0845 6060973. Felicity!
Hello.
Hello. Sorry about that.
I've been very patiently listening to Barry from Watford.
He goes on and on. He can't come on here and plug his rubbish show. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. It's quite entertaining, really.
Anyway, Felicity, what can I do for you?
I just found out the first time I've called you.
Okay. What's been the burning issue that's made you pick up the phone?
Bags of ice.
Oh.
And Police Academy.
Oh, okay. Well done.
I do buy bags of ice, big ones.
Why?
Because they're very useful, and you just put them in the bottom of the freezer, and...
Why don't you make ice, though, for free?
Well, yeah, that's true. Good point. Well presented.
Thank you.
But...
It's a strong argument.
If you have a lot of people around, if you're having a party, a big bag of ice is great, because of the little ice trays. They get a bit fiddly.
Chris, hang on. Would you mind speaking to my idiot producer for a second? Chris, you were pulling a really sneering, slightly arrogant face there. Felicity sounds like a nice lady. What's your problem, mate?
Well, it's ice, isn't it? Why don't you just... do it the night before.
Good point.
Yeah, but if you've got a lot of people coming around for a party and they're sort of helping themselves, it's just much easier to have it in the bottom of your freezer compartment.
How much does a bag of ice cost?
Don't know. How much does a bag of ice cost? I'm just asking my husband because he normally buys it.
Oh.
Quid, something like
that? No, he just made that up. I heard him go, I don't know, a quid? He just made that up. Neither of you know. I bet it costs about a fiver, and you're just saying a quid so that you don't look silly.
Well, no, but one, no, it doesn't cost a fiver. I don't think I'd buy it if it cost a fiver. It doesn't cost that much.
I bet it's about £2.50.
Might be.
Yeah, you'd pay £2.50. What's the most you pay for ice? £3?
Probably. A big bag, though. A big bag.
£3.50.
Probably. If I was doing a big party and I was chucking in food and booze, I probably wouldn't notice £3.50.
£4.50 for a bag of ice.
How much?
£4.50.
Have to be very nice ice.
It would be great ice.
Like Perrier ice or something.
Ooh. Did you ever used to make frozen squash ice cubes?
Yes.
Yeah, good, weren't they? Yeah. I'd make them in little Kinder Surprise eggs and then suck on them as lollies. You can't freeze cola.
You can.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, wicked.
I have seen, though, if you want to be really extravagant, in...
What's he talking about in the background?
Oh, it's my husband. He's... What are you saying? He wants an ice sculpture.
An ice sculpture?
Like a swan, but I don't think you can buy those in Tesco.
Not for £4.50. Tell him to go and make one out of an ice cube. That'll be good. Oh, I found a gap in the market. Tiny ice sculptures made out of ice cubes.
Yeah, ready packed.
Yeah, now that's something.
Along with your frozen peas and oven chips.
Can you eat ice sculptures?
I expect so, if you break off beaks and things.
Some of them are quite rude, aren't they?
Yeah.
I was at a party once where there was vodka flowing down a lake. What's he talking about now?
I don't know, sorry.
Tell him if he wants to take part, phone up.
He's a Police Academy fan.
Oh, well,
loves Police Academy.
Then he's got... Ask him which is his favourite film.
Which is your favourite Police Academy?
Number one. Yeah, it's probably the classic. It's definitely the classic.
Yeah, but whenever it's on, everything stops and everything grounds to a halt.
Everything stops for Police Academy. Was there anything else, Felicity? Oh, my voice broke then. Was there anything else, Felicity?
No, not really, sorry.
Thank you very much for calling.
Okay, bye.
Good evening. It's Polsky Steve, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, hi, Ian.
Hey, brother, how's it going?
I'm going fine. I have a question for you about Battlestar Galactica.
Yes.
Because maybe you can put me on a straight and narrow. I bought myself a second-hand first season some time ago.
Yes.
It's funny because it starts with number 33. You know, 33 minutes or 33 seconds?
It's the, what?
33.
It starts what? 33?
Yeah. You know, like there's a 33 water... You know, the title of the episode.
Yeah.
It starts... My box, it starts with episode 33.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, I know. But how could I get the previous one?
Are you sure that's series one, not series two?
No, I got the season one. I have it. Season one.
Yeah.
And it has, you know, this different thing, you know, like she blows up the water and the water goes out in the space, you know, and blah, blah, blah. the next one. But it starts with episode 33.
There aren't 33 episodes in the series.
Of course there is.
Well, no, there's not. There's like 24 episodes in the series.
Yeah, no, the title of the episode...
Oh, it's called 33.
It's 33, because Cylons were attacking like every 33 minutes or something.
Oh, okay, right. Is that the only episode you've watched?
I'm sorry?
Is that the only episode you've watched?
No, I watched 10 episodes. Nine episodes.
Well, you've muffed it up. You need to get the pilot episode first.
Oh, the pilot one.
Yeah, which is like a three... It was a mini-series, and they've cut it into a three-hour-long movie.
So first I have to get the movie, eh?
Yeah, and it will explain everything. It will explain what happened to Caprica. It will explain why the Battlestar Galactica is old-fashioned ship.
I've seen this thing on TV, but I bought myself like...
Get it.
Wait a minute, what is it? But you know what? It's funny because my, my box set...
Yeah.
Looks like it doesn't have one episode, the last, one of the last ones. It's really confusing, there's so many different versions on eBay and everything, is like, you know...
Oh, wow, it sounds like you've been ripped off, Steve.
No, I bought it second hand on there.
Battlestar Galactica is brilliant, but have you seen the pilot episode, then?
Yes, I've seen it. I've seen it on TV a few times.
Right, well, okay, well, then that's what you need. Good. Well, then you know what's going on
there. I know the story. I just wanted to know if I didn't...
No, it definitely starts with 33, because they keep jumping every 33 minutes to avoid the silence.
Exactly. And by the way, I really enjoy Police Academy.
Well, which is your favourite? We're celebrating the magic of the Police Academy. Which is your favourite?
I think number one and two are the greatest. I haven't seen the other... I've seen three first.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen the rest of the one.
Steve, I have to go because I'm late for the travel. Thanks for that, brother.
Well, then, cheers,
take care, buzz, bye. I'm very sorry for the 57-second delay, Will. Could you ever forgive me?
Yeah, of course, no worries.
Good lad, away you go.
If you're heading onto the motorways tonight, there is an accident on the M25 anti-clockwise near to Junction 10 at the A3 around Wisley. In Kingston, the lights are out on Fairfield North at the junction with Western Park, and restrictions in the city because of those roadworks on the A10. That's Gracechurch Street near to Fenchurch Street. Penhill Road in Bexley is closed both ways for resurfacing near to Blackfen Road, and water main works and restrictions continue on the A2 New Cross Road heading westbound between Clifton Rise and Goodwood Rose. As of 10 o'clock tonight, two lanes all closed on the M1 in both directions between Junction 4 at Edgware and Junction 5 at Watford for overnight roadworks. And also, if you're making the journey to the M11, that's now closed off southbound between 10 at Duxford and Junction 9 at Saffron Walden, again due to those overnight roadworks ongoing there. Good news for the Underground, no major problems or delays. The Victoria line will close early 10 o'clock tonight because of those long-term engineering works. Aside from that, though, no other delays, and a good service now on all the train lines as well. LBC 97.3 Travel News, your next update in half an hour.
A world of music. A world of music. 2 million tracks to choose from. That's E-Music. Songs you can download and play on any MP3 player or burn your own CDs. E-Music offers it all, together with great album and artist information. A real chance to explore music. Sign up today for a trial and get 35 free downloads.
Terms and conditions apply.
Then you get 75 downloads for just $14.99 a month. E-Music, the number one site for independent music. Available now via lbc.co.uk.
From David Cronenberg, director of A History of Violence, comes Eastern Promises.
Stay away from people like me.
Critics call it a mesmerizing power punch of a thriller. Eastern Promises, starring Viggo Mortensen, Naomi Watts, and Vincent Cassell.
This is suspect.
At cinemas from Friday, rated 18.
From the best hotels to the best companies around. Whatever you think is the best, you'll find it in the finer things in life with James Max and Continental Airlines, who invite you to discover a better way to New York. It's your weekly catch-up of everything that's best, from the best customer service to the best events in town. Listen to James Max, Saturday afternoons from 5, for the finer things in life with Continental Airlines and LBC 97.3.
LBC 97.3.
Ian, yes. Good evening. So, after 9 o'clock, we're having a parade of Police Academy. And if you want to be in that parade, 0845 6060973, you get to be one character from the Police Academy, and we will parade you. And you can come on, you do a little line, you do your favourite quote, you do their catchphrase, whatever you want. While we play some exciting music underneath. I don't know, maybe... have we got The Race by Yellow anywhere?
I'll have to dig it out.
See if you can find it, put it on my computer, because that's very, very exciting music. I haven't heard that for years. So, if you want to be a Police Academy character in the, what we're calling the Parade of Police Academy, 0845 6060 973. It's going to be a humdinger. We're also talking about loads of other stuff, which I shall recap after 9 o'clock. Who has been there the longest? Steve has. Hello, Steve.
Good evening.
Good evening, boss.
How you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. Do you know what? I came into work in feeling depressed, miserable, and in a foul mood. But I have, the last hour and 49 minutes, I have absolutely loved it and enjoyed myself. Isn't that nice, to be able to enjoy yourself at work?
It's very good, actually. I must admit, it has been a bloody good show tonight.
It's been all right, hasn't it? It's really made me... I was in such a bad mood. But it's been pretty darn good, so we're doing something right if it's cheered me up.
I think it's cheered me up as well, because I've had a pretty bad day as well.
Bad days are rubbish, aren't they? Obviously they're rubbish, but I've had a miserable day, and I won't go into details. I'm sure your day's been just as bad, and it's... God almighty, when will they ever end?
Well, before I go on to what I was going to say about ice and stuff...
Yes, Stephen? Police Academy?
Yeah.
It's great. Now, the thing is, I must admit, I'm a bit naive. I've not seen... Because I've seen the first three several times, and I've seen bits of the other ones, but I've not seen all of them all the way through.
See, the fourth and fifth one...
Yeah.
It kind of goes downhill a bit.
Yeah.
This is the one with the Russians. Is that the...
That's seven. I think seven is Mission to Moscow with Christopher Lee.
Oh, right, okay, all seven of them then, rather than six, I don't know.
I think it might be, or seven might be Miami Beach or whatever it is. I'm not totally... We need to... Okay, this is what we need. We need someone to call in and give us the... list the Police Academy films in the correct order, please. 0845 6060 973.
I'll tell you one thing with the Police Academy as well. A few years ago, I wanted to go out and get them on DVD.
Yeah.
But they only released the first one on DVD. They didn't do any of the others. Or they did the fourth or fifth one on DVD, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't do a box set for Police Academy, which I think...
Steve, I'll stop you there. Yes, they do. They do. You can buy all of them in the shops for about £20.
Really? It's been about 3 years since I've been in a...
Well, Steve Guttenberg and Bubba Smith have realised, heard your frustration, Steve, and they have made sure that you can buy all seven Police Academy... Did you know there was a Police Academy TV series?
No, I didn't.
I know, and Chris swears blind there is, but I'm not convinced by this.
It might only be in America, though.
It might only be in America.
No, I've not heard of that, actually. Unless, the same characters or different people playing?
I think Wisdom is in it. Wisdom Jones. No, Jones. And Lassard.
Lassard. Ah.
But, Steve, you called in about ice as well, did you?
Yes, I'm calling about ice. I actually deliver ice to people. From a grocery store style... I won't say the name of the company, but it's a big company that delivers water and ice and everything, and I think that's pointless.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, ice, stupid, but people getting bottled water delivered to them. I mean, I've done a delivery a couple of weeks ago, and they ordered, like, about six cases of water.
Yeah.
I told them and said, "Hi, Thames Water, I'm here to deliver your weekly supply." And
obviously,
they sort of funny tired of it, but...
What's wrong with... Because I'm going off buying bottled water. I do it if I'm out and about and I'm really thirsty, but I won't have it in the house, because I've got a thing called a tap.
Yeah.
And water comes out of it, and if I don't like the taste of it, I put it in a filter. That's the extent of the extravagance. I might put it through a filter.
Exactly, like a Brita filter, job done, put it in a fridge, cold water.
But as I heard Danny Baker refer to it, Corporation Pop. What's wrong with that?
It's ridiculous. I mean, I must admit, I've been drinking a lot more bottled water than I usually do, but then sometimes I'll just go home, fill the bottle up that I've just bought...
Yeah.
...and put it in the fridge next day, cold water.
Steve, are you upset about Simply Red splitting up in 2009?
Do you know what? When you said that, I was thinking, Simply Red, I've heard of them.
Ha-ha!
And I've got confused between Simply Red and who's the other guy that's like a solo singer that also has a background band.
Oh, Jamiroquai.
No. Simply Red, is that the ginger guy?
He's the ginger fella, yeah.
Who's the guy that did... Is it X Factor or the other one? The black guy with the sort of, like, acne-style hits in his cheeks?
The black fellow with the acne-style cheeks?
Yeah.
Alex, you...
Oh, Seal.
Chris
Seal.
Oscanier to Chris.
Oh, sorry. Seal.
Seal. That's
he wasn't X Factor.
He's done one of those things where he's...
No, that you're thinking of Lamar.
No.
Well, Lamar was on Fame Academy.
No. He was one of the judges with Simon Cowell.
Oh, he was a judge, was it? Seal?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I was getting pretty confused, but, yeah.
Steve, listen, I've got to go. Thank you for that.
Cheers, bye-bye.
Good lad, there we go.
He was good, Seal.
No, Seal was... What Seal was kissed by a rose, wasn't he? He was with Adamski.
Killer.
Killer, You were never gonna survive. No, what's that?
Unless you get a little crazy.
Was that Seal?
Yeah.
What was the one he did with? How did Killer go?
Like that.
I don't. Can you get?
Well, that wasn't Seal's bit.
Fast forward to the bit where he sings.
No, I can't remember that bit.
Killer.
Anyway, I spent about half an hour on the streets of London today.
I know, we heard it earlier, it was rubbish.
No, I did more than one. So, can we play my little vox pop?
How many did you do?
Four.
Have we got to play them all tonight?
Yes.
We'll do it after this.
Simplicity is a wonderful thing. Like when you see, speak and surf for just £26 a month with Sky. A simple combination of great Sky TV, fast broadband and no extra charge for UK evening and weekend landline calls. With a simple, ongoing price that doesn't shoot up later. Available to both new customers and those already with us. To find out more, call 08702 42 42 42 or go to sky.com. Simple. Sky. Believe in better.
£30 standard setup, BT loan rental payable, 01 02 numbers only. Subject to availability, UK households, minimum contracts and terms apply.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
How do you start this one? What do I have to say to you now?
Well, just say, you know, we've got a vox pop from Chris coming up. Chris, it's over to you.
Chris, it's over to you.
Thanks, Ian. I'm still on the streets of London asking real Londoners what we should be talking about on tonight's show. Oh, and I think I've just spotted Heather Jingles. Heather.
Hello. Who are you?
It's Chris from Ian's show.
Sorry, I haven't got my glasses on. I didn't recognise you.
That's right.
What do you want, anyway?
I'm asking real Londoners what we should be talking about on tonight's show. So what do you think we should be talking about?
Yes.
Have you got lots of things?
Yes. How about the clouds?
Hang on. They can't be weather-related, though. No weather topics.
I haven't got anything. Out of my way, I'm late.
What?
I'm late.
What a rude man. Excellent weather specialist, but personally, very rude. Well, as Heather Jingles has failed to come up with a topic for us to talk about, I'm asking, have any Londoners been involved in any TV programmes? Oh. As I'm thinking of going on location.
No, that's on my paper already.
Ian, back to you.
No, that's on my paper.
In the studio.
That's on my paper already, that is a topic. That is, and Agent Chris and Heather Jingles will be appearing in Pantomime and Milton Keynes later in the year. That was the hammiest thing I've ever heard in my... How many times did you rehearse that?
That was off the cuff.
Jeez, that's embarrassing.
Anyway, I had a brush of crime doing one of these earlier.
What? Why? It's not a cue for me to play another one, is it?
No, but, we'll have to play one little bit later on.
But no one went for your last topic. I don't even know what it was. And this is a topic I've been saving for a rainy day. Been kept it in my pocket for a rainy day. Who's that?
We can't just keep topics and wait until the weather changes.
We're going to be phoning up Brazil after 9 o'clock and speaking to Peter, who writes our blogs every single day. The man, if you've not seen Peter's blogs, the man is fantastic. Every other show, the blogs for the show, two or three lines, that's it. Peter writes a novel. Excuse me, every single day. And if you want to see what he's written, go to lbc.co.uk, go to the presenter's blogs and have a look. They're all brilliant. We're going to call him up after 9 o'clock because in Brazil, because he can tell us about Weekend at Bernie's 2 and the Police Academy TV series. It's Craig in New Malden, though.
Kambangwa. How are you doing? You all right?
All right, thank you.
You all right now?
I'm hoping I get made a cup of tea during the 9 o'clock news and then everything will be fine.
Well, I've got 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, cool.
And there's no straddling.
All right.
Not on this show.
But firstly, bit self-indulgent. I've got my podcast up and running now on Libsyn.
I love it. What's the address?
It's craig.libsyn.com.
LIBSYN.com. I'm loving the fact that so many people are putting their own podcast. Is it sweary? A little bit.
We should warn
people. It's a little bit adult in nature.
But it's not kind of swearing for the sake of it.
Okay, good luck. Send me a link on MySpace and I'll put it up somewhere on my site.
Okay, I will do. Any chance you can go and have a listen?
I will have a listen this weekend, boss.
Because you can email in and I'll read out your comments on the next one.
I will have a listen this weekend and I will not email in. I shall record something and send it in.
Oh, thank you very much.
Absolute pleasure. You're down to 2 minutes. No, you're down to 1 minute.
Oh, I've got two important things.
You've got to do it quickly. There's no straddling.
Okay. Well, I've got to... firstly, I've got to do away with spring, summer, autumn, winter, because...
The seasons?
We don't... Well, we don't really get a blend. I mean, a little while ago you said to me, happy autumn. But 2 days later, we've had frosts every morning. It's like, now we're in winter. So, and spring. The spring was like summer, because the best summer we had was in April this year. So to me, we should have just two seasons, which we'd have as something like springer and... Oh, this is crap. I'll go on to the last
Please
one.
Do.
Yeah, I'll go on to the last one. I was thinking of running a database, and basically on a South and email site, and everyone who calls in, if they want to, they can email...
Oh, we're out of time, Craig! I'm sorry! I don't know what happened there. More of your calls after this.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At nine, after the balcony fall, a woman's body is found in Mallorca. Bind, the government make a U-turn on recycling, and you can take that to the Banksy, another big profit for the graffiti artist. It's 9 o'clock, I'm Jonathan Savage. Police in Mallorca have found a body which they think could be that of a British woman whose daughter fell from a hotel balcony. Sarah Cooper hasn't been seen since 7-year-old Jana fell 30 feet from the 5th floor on Monday. Search teams found a body in a beachside cave close to the hotel. We're told it has characteristics similar to Mrs. Cooper. The uncle of a 17-year-old stabbed to death for a mobile phone in West Ham has called on the killings on London streets to stop. Sajid Demarji's nephew Rizwan Darbar has been buried in front of more than 1,000 mourners at Woodgrange Park Cemetery in Manor Park. Mr. Demarji's compared the spate of knife murders involving young men this year to the violence of New York's notorious Bronx District. No one's been arrested over Rizwan's murder, and his uncle's told LBC the killers must be caught.
It's absolutely paramount. Not only for our family, but any other family. We wouldn't wish this on anyone, any family, to go through this, because the suspects are still at large, and these people are obviously evil, and they could strike at any time to anyone.
The government has binned controversial plans to encourage the public to recycle more. The proposals are thought to have included charging for bin bags and offering cash incentives for cutting the amount of rubbish thrown out. Sky's political correspondent John Craig says there's been a government U-turn.
The minister I've just been talking to said to me this was absolutely fraught with problems. What do you do in a block of flats, for example? It wouldn't work, the minister told me. It would encourage fly-tipping also, because it was so unpopular and, of course, would penalise big families.
They're well into the second half in Champions League games across Europe. Chelsea league Schalke 2-0 at Stamford Bridge through Florent Malouda and Didier Drogba. Liverpool aren't faring too well at the scene of their Champions League triumph in Istanbul. They're 1-0 down to Besiktas, and Celtic are holding Benfica 0-0 in Lisbon. A number of original works by graffiti artist Banksy have sold for well over their estimates at auction in Knightsbridge. The sale at Bonham saw 11 pieces go under the hammer. The most expensive, featuring two policemen looking through binoculars, fetched £96,000. Today's collection featured mostly spray paint stencils painted on canvas, board and metal. If you're away from your radio and want to stay in touch with the latest news, weather and travel, you can call 0901 723 6666. Calls cost 35 pence a minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary. London's travel news. There's an accident on the M25 anti-clockwise near to junction 10 at the A3. London's weather staying dry overnight, but there's a chance of some patchy drizzle in places. Lows of 8 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow, gloomy to start with a chance of some drizzle. Highs of 11 tomorrow. This is LBC. And the time is 9:03.
L. London's. B. Biggest. C. Conversations.
This is LBC.
97.3.
LBC.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Good Evening.
We'll be right back.
So, we're having a parade of police academy tonight as we celebrate... Oh! Do you know what? I was driving along today, and I let an old boy drive... I let an old guy drive. He was going to Amersham, this old fella. What's your problem there, Chris?
An old boy?
An old boy, yeah, an old man.
Ah.
That's what you call an old boy. An old boy is in this little car with his wife, and I realised I was driving a little bit fast, a little bit aggressively, because I wasn't having a great day, and I thought, I'm going to make a conscious effort to slow down and let this guy out. So I let this guy out, and no one let him out. And do you know what he did? He saluted me twice. He saluted me.
Like he saluted you like this?
No, he did not salute me like that. He did the proper... Oh. Like that. The hand on his forehead. He saluted me. And it was he was probably in the war. He probably killed a German. And he actually saluted me as though I were a sergeant major.
There's no such thing as a double salute.
There is. You do it once and twice.
What's the point of that?
Yeah, it's just effectiveness, super effectiveness.
Maybe he didn't mean to do it twice.
Maybe it's... No, don't. No, he did. He did. He was a good lad. Anyway. Oh, I'm not that hungry, actually, but I don't know why I said that. I've got tea. So, what are we talking about? Police Academy, and after 9:30, we'll be having... let me call up Brazil and speak to Peter now. We're having a parade of Police Academy. We're also talking about Simply Red, scuba divers, Prison Break, and people buying ice. I don't understand the point of it. Right, I need to phone up... what's the code for Brazil? It's not just that, is it? 5521 plus... Do I need to do 44? Well, that's Britain, isn't it? Oh, well, let's try this. I don't believe this is the right number. 0052. I've just dumped myself there because I was giving out too much of that guy's phone number, I've just realised. did we lose that? I think so. I was giving out too much of his phone number. What an idiot. Don't worry, so I've just dumped that, right. Okay, let's try and see if this is... I think there's a number missing from it. That can't be. There we go. No, it's ringing. Or is it engaged? I can't tell with foreign dial.
Hello.
Peter?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, man, how's it going in Brazil? Now, I've had to use the dump button because I realised I was giving out too much of your phone number, so don't swear on us.
Don't worry, I don't swear, you
good
know.
Good lad. I didn't give out your phone number, by the way, so don't panic. You won't be getting phone calls from Vinny or anything like that. Now, what's it like in Brazil?
It's raining like you wouldn't believe.
Ha, 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 ha.
My commute that takes, what, like 40 minutes to work. Today it took 3 hours and a half.
Do you know what, Peter? It serves you right.
Why?
Because you live in Brazil.
Yeah, it's a crappy place.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's full of hot chicks and carnivals and nice weather. Good. I'm glad you're having a rainy day.
That's the myth. That's not the truth.
Oh, well, okay. It's not what I've seen from the film. Now... You know, two of the things you mentioned, very briefly, because it is a specialist subject, Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Weekend at Bernie's 2 is kind of, it's good in some parts, crap in other parts.
Yep.
It's basically about Bernie being in the morgue,
yep.
Some people do some voodoo on him,
oh.
And when they play music, he goes after a treasure. It's like a bad Scooby-Doo episode.
Well, hang on a second, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. There is a film out there where there is a dead man in the morgue, someone does voodoo on him, and when they play music, he goes after treasure. That is genius! That's this weekend sorted out.
And the two guys from the first movie come back, and they realise he's going after the treasure.
Yeah, when he hears music.
Yeah, that's it. And that's what happens. He goes after the treasure, and I'm not going to tell you the end.
No, don't spoil it, because that is this Saturday evening. My girlfriend is working nights. I am at home watching Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Unbelievable.
But they're the Police Academy TV series.
Yeah, and it was cack. it was cack.
You surprised me. I thought it would be fantastic.
No, not really. I mean, it was watchable, but it wasn't something you want to watch.
Were any of the... I know that Jones was in it, and Lieutenant Lassard.
Yeah, those were the only two. The other ones were new guys pretending to be joining the academy, but with the same names of the old characters.
Oh, no.
It was tough. I watched a couple of episodes and said, oh, this is good. And then I realised, no, it's not. It's pretty bad.
Awful.
What am I doing?
Why the hell would they make something like that?
Because, well, money, you know. Yeah. Franchises make money. And they've made 7 movies, and by the end, they were pretty bad.
I remember there was a Police Academy cartoon, I think.
Oh, yeah, that was awful, too.
Yeah, that was awful, wasn't it? That was pretty lousy. But,
That's basically what the series was.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a cartoon, it was a series.
It was real action.
Yeah,
Peter, does Brazil make any of its... does it have any decent homemade TV series?
We have a few. We have some funny TV series, but not great TV series. We have soap operas, which are kind of renowned to be good, but I hate them.
Yeah.
But they're not like, you know, EastEnders or Coronation Street, the stuff you have there. They last for about 6 months or 9 months or something like that.
Oh.
And that's it. That's all you get.
Hey, is City of God Brazilian?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
The film is brilliant, but then I watched...
I haven't seen it, but I know it's pretty good.
The film is fantastic, but I watched a bit of the TV series.
Yeah?
City of Man, or whatever it was, and that was lousy.
Oh. Yeah, it's lousy. It's with the actors that did the other movie, but it's kind of guff.
Yeah.
And they're making a movie about the series now, so
yeah.
It's just on... But there's a good Brazilian movie coming out. I know it comes out there, I'll tell you what it is.
Go on.
It's about, like, a Brazilian SWAT, but it's very violent.
Oh, really? Well, let us know when it comes out, Peter. What's it called?
It's called Elite Troop, which is kind of... Yeah, it's basically SWAT.
Oh, OK. Lovely. Peter, always good to talk to you. Well, can we call you up? Are you around Friday? Because I know you wanted to show off last week, and I forgot to do it.
Yeah, can I show off now, or do I have to wait?
I tell you what, okay, we'll let you, as you're in Brazil, you can do a special one-off Wednesday show-off and then slam the phone down on me, brother. Away you go.
Okay. Last weekend, I went to the races, I got a VIP pass, I had food all over me, half-naked girls all around me, drinks flowing, lots of people, lots of good cars, lots of money rolling around, and that was my weekend. Bye-bye, everyone.
I love it. I love him. I think he's brilliant. He does brilliant blogs, and he's a brilliant caller when we get him on. That's a little teaser for what we're going to be doing on Fridays now. Oh, you can have a Friday night show off where you just phone up. You say to Chris, Chris, I want to show off to Ian. You come on the air, you show off, and then you slam the phone down, and that's it. And we don't discuss it. You just show, it can be something you've done that day, something you've done that week, something you've done in your lifetime, something a friend of yours has done. You get to show off and then slam the phone down. Jamie's in Croydon. Hello, Jamie.
You are, mate. How you doing?
I'm very well, sir. What can I do for you?
Ice.
Yes?
Ice. Where are you living? £5 for a bag of ice.
Well, this is what I'm potentially going to charge. I've never... I don't know how much ice costs.
You go Tesco, Sainsbury's, Asda and all that. Other good supermarkets are available, apparently.
Thank you.
99p, bag of ice.
Really?
Go wrong. Last you a week. Bung it in your Coke. It's lovely.
I know how ice works. I know what it does. It cools the drink down.
But do you know the difference? A bit of ice in a glass of Coke, mate.
I do, and I'll tell you how I know that, Jamie, because I'm very posh, and I have a freezer that has an ice maker and an ice dispenser. I get ice by simply getting a glass, putting it into the little cubbyhole in the freezer, pushing a lever, ice. Do I want ice cubes or do I want chopped ice? I can have both! I just flick a switch!
I'm from Croydon, we don't have ice makers.
But what you can have, Jamie, for a very small fee, is a little ice tray. They're about 50 pence.
Ice tray.
An ice...
About, 12 cubes in. You buy a bag, you've got, like, 500 cubes in there. Last
you have not got 500 cubes in there for 90. You're exaggerating.
No, I promise you.
You can get an ice tray...
Extra, you get spring water ice cubes. How posh is that?
Spring water?
Spring water.
Someone is totally having a laugh at your expense.
Honestly.
But you get an ice tray. Get two ice trays, right? That's 20... That's 40 ice cubes. You fill them both up. You use one, and then when that's empty, you fill it up with water, then you use the other one. You will never run out of ice cubes.
I have a chest freezer, and they kind of fall over. There's no way to put them.
Oh, yeah, chest freezers are rubbish, aren't they?
Oh, they're brilliant. You can store so much in there.
Well, yeah, but you've got... We used to have one, because my mum thought it would be a good idea to have a chest freezer, and we had it in the garage. But it meant we had to have it in the garage, so we'd have to go out to the garage to get stuff, and stuff was always hidden at the bottom, and it was always frostbitten because it had been there for so long. It was awful.
Stuff hidden at the bottom is a bit of a pain. You pull out these sausages that are about 2 years old and they're kind of purple and wrinkly. And
No. Well, Jamie, I suspect for the rest of the show, we're going to try and find other people that have still got chest freezers.
They should have them. And Police Academy.
Yeah?
If you go to YouTube and type in Police Academy sound effects...
Yeah.
You know the guy who does the sound effects on there?
Oh, yeah, Jones.
There's a 58-minute special and he's amazing. We was watching it just yesterday. It's freaky. They're talking about it.
That sounds like fighting talk where I'm from. Hang on a second. Let's just bring up the YouTube.
He does this Jimi Hendrix tribute with the electric guitar. It is...
Oh, he's in a Cheech and Chong film doing Jimi Hendrix, actually. Yes, I've seen the Cheech and Chong film. It was awful. Hang on. Police Academy what?
Police Academy sound effects.
Academy sound effects. Let's have a... Little look. Hang on a second. Michael Winslow, amazing sound effects. Because Chris seems to think that the sound effects that were put on by a computer, but they're not, are they?
They are all him, and he's incredible.
Oh, look, there's loads.
The jokes are awful. His material was terrible, but the sound effects really do make up for it.
I'm going to have a little look at that. Cheers to that, Jamie.
Have a good evening.
Cheers, fella. Bye-bye. Well, that's also my weekend sorted out.
Should we get him on the show?
Oh, can we? Get Michael Winslow on the show.
Yeah.
Send it. Add it to another person to the list who can turn us down. Andy Partridge turned us down from XTC, ladies and gentlemen. He turned us down. I don't mind being turned down by Andy Partridge, though. He can turn me down as often as he likes, because the man is a genius. But it does mean, I'm afraid, that we won't have any explanation for this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Which is a real shame. Travel news now, it's Will Gowing.
Thank you very much. Still looking at some delays on the M25 anti-clockwise tonight, just near to junction 10 at the A3 after a crash there. In Kingston, the lights are still out on Fairfield North at the junction with Western Park, and roadworks in the city on the A10 Gracechurch Street near to Fenchurch Street as well. In Bexley, Penhill Road is closed both ways for resurfacing. That's near to Blackfen Road. Some water main works on the A2 New Cross Road westbound between Clifton Rise and Goodwood Road. As of 10 o'clock tonight, the M1 two-lane will close both ways between Junction 4 at Edgware and Junction 5 at Watford for those overnight road works. And also the M25 clockwise is now closed off on the QE2 bridge for overnight works. There are two-way traffic though in the Dartford Tunnel instead to cross the Dartford crossing there. On the Underground, the Victoria line closes at 10 p.m. tonight because of those engineering works ongoing. Aside from that though, the rest of the Underground are running up to a good service and no major problems for National Rail train services tonight either. LBC 97.3 Travel News, your next update in half an hour.
Nick Ferrari at breakfast.
Just make an example out of this bloke. I don't give a stuff that you think you have some kind of psychiatric disorder. I don't give a stuff that you're battling the bottle. You've punched a 97-year-old bloke so hard in the face that he's blind in one eye, and now he's having to live in a residential home. You're going behind bars, chummy, and you're going behind bars for quite a long time.
If your radio sounds powerful in the morning, then you're listening to Nick Ferrari at breakfast, weekday mornings from 7, LBC 97.3.
From David Cronenberg, director of A History of Violence, comes Eastern Promises.
Stay away from people like me.
Critics call it a mesmerizing power punch of a thriller. Eastern Promises, starring Viggo Mortensen, Naomi Watts, and Vincent Cassel.
This is the spectacle.
At cinemas from Friday, rated 18.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Oh, yes. So we've come up with an idea for a feature. Is there someone listening called Bernie who's got a weekend coming up soon? Because Chris, Alex and I want to come round and have a weekend at Bernie's, Where we don't stay there for the weekend, although if there were money involved, we would, but there's not. We just come round and watch a weekend at Bernie's, only the first one, at Bernie's. Can we do that? If there's a Bernie... I know it's a long shot, and it's a really obscure film, and 98% of the people listening to this are going, why does he keep talking about a weekend at Bernie's? What the hell is that? Chris, have you even seen a weekend at Bernie's?
I've seen both of them, and they're brilliant.
You've seen the second one?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me that when I was asking... We've just phoned up Brazil to find out what happens in a weekend at Bernie's 2. You have cost LBC 97.3 a stack load of money. You could have just said, I know, Ian.
Oh, well, I was busy preparing my vox pop for the next... Yeah, do you want it?
Yeah, just do it now, quickly.
Thanks, number 4.
Over to you, Chris.
Hi, this is Chris from LBC.
Oh, no,
I've just found myself a fellow Londoner.
Stop it. That one's not got an introduction.
Oh, sorry.
Just do it.
Hi, this is Chris from LBC. I've just found myself a fellow Londoner. What's your name, sir?
Darren.
Darren. Now, Darren, what do you think we should be talking about on
That's a nice bit of equipment, boy. How much is that retail for?
What? I don't know.
Is that a recorder?
What do you think we should be talking about on the Ian Lee show this evening?
Recorder?
Yeah, it's not mine. It's not mine.
That looks nice, boy.
What do you think we should be talking...
Give it to me.
What? No, I can't. It's not mine, sorry. But you don't want to answer the question, do you? All right.
Don't answer the question. I don't even care what's on the Ian Lee show.
Have you heard?
It's out to free.
Yeah.
What? And if you don't give me that recorder, I'm gonna.
What?
Because I want that recorder, mate.
I'm sorry, it's not mine.
1, 2.
Oh.
think I lost him. I think I lost him.
Are you, I've seen you coming!
Well, I don't know if you can still hear this, but I guess our next topic is, have you ever done a runner from anything? 0845 60 60 973.
That's like Blair Witch.
Dedication, huh? I was being chased by someone, but I still thought of a topic.
But have you noticed no one has called in about any of the topics you put in so far?
Yeah, I'm thinking it was a waste of time.
It was a complete waste of time. What happened to number three? Why did we skip three? Was that rubbish?
Oh, no, that's for later.
Nick!
Hello there, good evening.
Good evening, Nicholas. What can I do for you, sir?
Ah, well, I originally phoned up to talk to you about the Police Academy TV series.
Yes.
Both of them.
Oh, there's two?
Well, there was the one... Well,
the cartoon and the real action one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the real action one, I caught one evening on Channel 5 years ago.
Yeah.
By complete accident, and, you know, it was really an accident, and I've been trying to push the memory out ever since.
It was that painful, was it?
It was. It was really bad. It wasn't particularly funny. I mean, I was about 6 or 7 when the cartoon was on.
Right.
So I enjoyed the cartoon.
Really?
But I was 6.
Okay, you're a little kid.
So, I mean, if I watch it now, I'd probably think it was incredibly lame. The one good thing about any cartoons is, especially being made in the 80s, though, was that there was an action figure toy line.
Oh, fantastic.
And I actually have some of the figures.
Really? Oh, who have you got?
I've got Mahoney.
Oh, man.
There were some villains in the cartoon, which I can't remember anyone's name, but I remember this one guy who I had. And he had a suit. All of them had these crazy action features. And this villain had a tie. And when you squeeze his legs together, his tie shot up and the tie turned into a machine gun.
Oh, that's genius. And that actually... Do you know, gangsters are actually using that now in the West End of London. So the Police Academy was ahead of its time.
Oh, way ahead. And also, I seem to collect really rubbish toys and cartoons. I also had, or I'll still have... Bill and Ted action figures.
Another, because I was a big fan of the Bill and Ted films. A big fan. I thought they were genius.
Yeah.
The second one doesn't quite stand up as well now, but the first one still does.
Oh, it's brilliant.
But the cartoon was awful, even if you were 6 or 7.
Oh, no, I agree.
Bill and Ted's excellent adventures, totally outrageous. Bogus, dude. It was something like that, wasn't it?
Cool slang. But these figures had the coolest... they did the coolest thing I've ever seen. It came with a cassette tape.
Yeah.
It's obviously a bit outdated now. And leads. Oh. And you plug the figures in to the leads. Plug the leads into the earphone socket of your Walkman.
Yeah.
Play the tape. And you squeeze the legs to, like, push the arm down the instrument. And you'd hear the guitar.
Oh, wow.
But only when you squeeze their legs together.
How did that work?
I've got no idea.
But it was on cassette, because nowadays, of course, it would be in there, and you would just... it came through the cassette.
Yeah, and you'd listen to silence unless you squeezed their legs, and they started playing either, like, the guitar or the bass or whatever instrument they had.
I've just worked out how they did it, actually.
Okay.
The cassette had, like, constant guitar on, and then when you pressed their legs or whatever, that opened up the speaker...
Okay, that makes sense.
...thing.
But they made all the characters. Not all the characters, but they had... I've got an Abe Lincoln as well.
Oh!
With a saxophone.
Because I used to fancy...
Joan of Arc.
Joan of Arc, Jane Wheedlin.
Yeah.
Oh, man, she was hot. That was...
Even back then, that was the first crush, just before Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman was the second.
Jesus.
Also,
you know what, can I just say real quickly, my first crush was the original Catwoman. I remember being about 6, 7, 8 years old, and the original Catwoman, in that cat suit, even at that age, I knew which direction I was going to follow, if you get my drift.
You mean Eartha Kitt?
No, well, it wasn't, because there were three. There was Eartha Kitt, there was Julie Newmar, and there was it Joan Collins? Was it,
I don't think it was someone as high profile as that.
There was a third one.
The first two.
But it was a mixture between Eartha Kitt and Julie Newmar, I think. I think it was mainly Julie Newmar, actually, because she could fill that suit like no other woman could.
Eartha Kitt had the voice, though.
Eartha Kitt did have the voice, but I found her a little bit creepy, whereas I think Julie Newmar, I can't even tell you. I can't even go there.
Ian, also, yes. I sent you... I spoke to you the other week for Alien War.
Oh, yeah.
I sent you an email. I didn't actually got it. Did you get the links for anyone?
Yes, I did. That was the website, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I had a little look at that. They're doing this is the touring version they're doing of it.
That's right. Well, apparently, the update now is that they're actually going to have... they've actually got a location in London, like a permanent base.
Oh, man, I love it.
Which it said... I can't remember what the description was, but a desirable location in London. And as soon as I heard that, I just thought of Galliott Homes.
Well, it could be...
Housing companies are available.
Nick, listen, if it does happen in London, you have to give me a call and we'll go down there together.
And it'd be amazing. And if you want a resident nerd or toy geek, then I'm the man.
Nick, you keep phoning up. We love you. Bless you for that. Let's go to Dion. Hello, Dion.
Hello, mate.
Hello, boss.
Not bad. I had a very eventful day.
What happened? Did you kill a man?
I jogged to the bank and back.
Okay, well, it's not...
It's only 2 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some money.
Yeah. Legally, you didn't do a robbery or anything, you actually withdrew it?
No, I got some money, I drew £150.
Good lad, okay, so Dion's in the money, all right, nice one. Spend any of it on booze?
No, not yet.
Good lad.
Then I took my car, drove to work.
Yeah. Where are you working now?
No, I just drove down there. I'm allowed to go there.
Oh, this is... Okay, because anyone doesn't know... Dion is a spy. He's retired. He's retired, but he's still allowed to go back.
Use their gym facilities and...
Yeah. And the internet for free?
I didn't use that.
No, but you could if you wanted to.
I wanted to, free internet.
You still got your login there and your email.
And they've given me a job to do in November.
What, a mission?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're coming out of retirement?
Yeah, they're giving me a job, unarmed.
Unarmed?
Going to Tirana.
When you say unarmed, are you allowed to have, like, a garrote string in your watch?
No, it's nothing like...
You're not allowed to do that? Okay,
I don't even wear a watch.
No.
I've got three. Well, I've still got a Swatch from the 70s.
A Swatch? Remember Swatches? Swatches were really expensive. Some of them are really collectible and desirable. I can't understand why.
I don't know. I've got a blue one.
A blue one. They're not so good.
It's a new battery.
They're not so big.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I took my son with me.
Good lad. Okay.
I took my best car.
Chris, yes, you want to say something to Dion?
Yeah, Dion, tell him about your scuba diving.
Yeah. I go once a week to the Montem.
Oh, the Montem Sports. I know the Montem, yeah. I've been to the Montem.
Yeah, I use their pool.
Yeah.
And I dive there for an hour.
Are you allowed to dive in the Montem? The scuba diving, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't remember when I was there. I've been to the Montem for years. I used to go there every week.
I used to take my kids there every Sunday.
And did they ever get embarrassed because you had, like, scuba mask on and stuff?
Well, I used to use my wetsuit, but I've got a dry suit as well.
You'd wear a wetsuit in the swimming pool in the Montem Leisure Centre?
Yeah, and my tanks.
Do you not... Did you not get a few funny looks doing that?
No, it's a private do on a Thursday.
Oh, it's a private scuba do?
Yeah. You know, it's quite a few people do it. And, I learned that at scuba diving pool in Dorset. And, it's just part of the job, mate.
Well, Dion, it's good to know that you're back out there defending us. And it's good to talk to your friend.
I'm going to Albania.
Good lad. Well, we'll speak to you later on, fella.
All right then, mate.
Cheers, Dion. Bye-bye.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.
Did I really think of Scooby-Doo that quickly? Philip.
Good evening, Ian. I'm on the back phone tonight.
Good lad.
There were three cat women. Yeah. There was Julie Newmar.
Yeah.
My favourite, Lee Merriweather.
Oh, Lee Merriweather.
She was in the film. Also did bits in the... Well, I liked her. She was in lots of other things as well.
I'll look up Lee Merriweather on the...
Oh, yeah, she's in Barnaby Jones. Remember Barnaby Jones?
No, I do not. I'm not.
Oh, that was good. Buddy Ebsen, the detective.
I'm only 34.
Oh, and Eartha Kitt.
Oh, even now she looks hot. Even as an old woman with white hair, she looks hot.
Oh, I love Lee Merriweather.
Oh, yeah. You'd like her now, my friend.
Oh, and Eartha Kitt.
Has she only got one eye?
Who, Eartha Kitt?
No, Lee Merriweather.
Oh,
she's got... There's a picture there with her with an eye mask.
Oh, right? I'll have to check that out tomorrow.
Yeah, you like...
Did you watch
tits.
The castle? You said you were going to watch the castle.
No, I've not watched it yet. Look, there she is as Catwoman. Look at that. Look at that.
She?
Hang on a minute. Oh. Wait for the picture to load up. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. And all the others there with the Riddler, weren't there?
Who cares about the Riddler? I'm looking at Lee Merriweather.
Oh, Lee Merriweather, yeah.
That was the one I used to fancy. It wasn't Julie Newmar. It was her.
Oh, yeah. She...
Oh,
yeah,
God.
She did such a lot. What's it say? What else did she do? You know, she did Barnaby Jones.
Yeah, you keep saying.
Yes.
It doesn't say. I'm just looking at Perfect Pictures. Philip, I've got to go. I didn't watch the car, so I'm going to watch it at the weekend.
Okay, all the best.
Cheers,
bye.
Philip, bye-bye. Right, more of your calls after this.
Looking for a new home, are we? Driving around aimlessly hoping to find the right development. With smartnewhomes.com, we do all the running around. Just tell us what you're after. Then we'll chase developers and arrange viewings, which means you only visit developments with something to suit you. It's just part of the service from the site with thousands and thousands of new homes. smartnewhomes.com, the smarter way to buy a new home.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 9:30, I'm Jonathan Savage. Police looking for a British mother who disappeared after her daughter fell from a balcony in Mallorca have found a body. Jana Cooper's mum, Sarah, hasn't been seen since the fall on Monday. The little girl is in a serious but stable condition in hospital. Madeleine McCann's mother has broken down in tears as she made an emotional appeal for help finding her missing daughter. The interview for Spanish television is the first Kate and Jerry McCann have given since being named official suspects by Portuguese police. Metropolitan Police Commissioner Sir Ian Blair says plans to recruit more black and Asian officers through affirmative action is yesterday's solution. He's been telling the National Black Police Association conference that London's force attracted recruits from ethnic minorities through better means. Approaching full-time in tonight's Champions League games, Chelsea are beating Schalke 2-0 at Stamford Bridge. It's Besiktas 2, Liverpool 1 and Benfica 1, Celtic 0. London's travel on the M25 clockwise. The QE2 bridge is closed for overnight roadworks. Traffic will be diverted via the Dartford Tunnel instead. London's weather staying gloomy but dry tonight. There is the chance of some patchy drizzle though in places, lows of 8 degrees Celsius. This is LBC, it's 9:31.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
0845 60 60 973.
Okay, in a few minutes, we're going to take one more call, then we're going to have the Parade of Police Academy. Chris, we got how many callers we got lined up for that?
We've got lots.
Brilliant, okay. We're going to each caller has been assigned a character from Police Academy, and they'll do a little bit, and it's going to be excellent. But before that, it's Jimmy Beckenham.
Good evening, Ian.
Good evening, Jim. The show has fair old zipped along this evening.
I know, it's been really good.
It's been all right, hasn't it? We've had a good week and a half. It can only go downhill tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Yes.
The reason I called is I heard you talking about baths earlier on.
Baths?
Yeah, with Barry and, what's her name, the woman.
The Lady Katia, she has got a steel bath. She wants to get it out. She doesn't know how to. And she claims that she can't just pick it up and take it out because a wall was built since it's been in the bathroom. Well, that's obviously nonsense. But, Jim, give us your experience.
Well, you sounded like you were a bit of an expert, so I thought I'd get your opinion.
Thank you.
I've got a room with a bath.
A bathroom? I would imagine, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It is a bathroom, actually.
Yes.
And I was thinking of having the bath taken out.
No.
And having the toilet.
What?
And making it into, all tiled into one of these shower rooms.
Like a wet room type thing. You can still have a toilet in a wet room.
Well, no, I've got another room.
Okay.
So I was just thinking, do you think that's a good idea?
Yes, I think it's an excellent idea.
Is it worth the expense? It's going to cost a minimum of £8,000.
Well, I don't like them.
Why?
I like stepping into a shower cubicle. Is it going to have, like, a curtain? Is the whole thing going to be a wet room? Or is it going to have a curtain halfway across it that's going to separate it?
No, I was just thinking of a total shower room.
Then, I don't like them. I find them oppressive.
Oh. But I'm into that sensory deprivation thing, you know, on London Bridge.
Yeah.
I'm into all that.
Okay, you're a pervert.
Well, no, you just lie in a tub and you just float and...
I've never done that. I'm kind of... I'd like to, but I'd imagine there's too much wee in that water.
No, it's all fresh. It's all.
How do you know? How do you know that the last person in there hasn't done a wee wee?
Well,
you don't know, do you? You're talking about the floating floating tank things.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know.
You don't want to be thinking about that.
Well, exactly. I would be. I'd be in there for my 45-minute session, and all I'd be thinking about is, oh God, what if? So? Or I'd want to do one. You can't float in a tank for 45 minutes and not want to go to the toilet. It's a physical impossibility.
I'm not going back there.
Good.
No. Yeah, so what do you think? I'm not going to go back. You've put me off.
Good.
So,
I don't think you should do it. I think it's a hideous idea.
Oh.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, then.
Bye. Now, All tonight, we've been celebrating the magic of the Police Academy movie series. What a series it was. I remember the first one I saw was Police Academy 2. I went to the, I think it was the Granada Cinema in Slough. And a hard lad, about 10 rows behind me, threw a Coke bottle at my head. I was in tears, but those tears were... Well, actually, the Police Academy 2 is not that good a film, I seem to remember. It's quite rubbish. And I hadn't seen the first one, so I didn't know who any of the characters were. But I stuck through it, and ever since that moment, or perhaps because of that moment, I've been a real fan of the Police Academy series. And that's why tonight we're having the first ever British Radio Live Parade of Police Academy!
Where is Proctor?
Yeah, please don't beat me up. My name is Sweet Chuck. Please don't beat me up. Please. Yeah, can you please move back, please? Please move back.
I said please move back! My name is Sergeant Hooks!
On the fast lane of the street I'm driving.
Sometimes, somewhere. Yeah, it's Mahoney.
Every day and every night.
Yeah, my name's Hightower.
This is Sergeant Tackleberry. Move away from the car, ma'am.
Ooh, yes. I'm really sexy. But I'm also a police officer.
Yeah, I'm the geeky one whose wife jumped on the car to stop me going to the police academy.
Thanks for joining me, everyone. This, is, Lieutenant, Lassard.
We're out.
There we go. That's a parade of police cabbies. Thank you very much. Have we got names of any of the callers that took part in that? Because that was fantastic.
It took them straight to air.
It took them straight... Oh, well done. This is what I love about this show, is you ask the callers to call in and do something, and you respond. And thank you so much for that. Can I have that and the fashion parade from yesterday on a compact disc to listen at my leisure, please? Because they were excellent stuff. Right, the last 22 minutes of the show. Oh, it's nearly home time. 0845 6060973. People Who Buy Ice. Prison Break. Simply Red. Police Academy. We're looking for someone called Bernie that we can have a weekend at Bernie's with. And that's it so far. If there's anything else you want, you feel the urge to talk about, then do please give us a call before Clive Ball is on at 10, so phone us. Look, he can do a show without callers if he needed to. That's how good he is. So I can't. So phone me up, and I'll pass on your best to Clive. 0845 6060973. It's Kev.
Good evening.
Good evening.
God, that Police Academy bit was rough then, right?
Yeah. Oh, it was good, man. I thought everyone who took part did a brilliant job.
But nobody went, Proctor, move it, move it, move it.
We had something kind of close to it. We had something close to it.
Yeah, debatable. I want to speak about my favourite police academy.
Go on.
It's got to be number three.
Number three is... Remind me which one it is, but I remember it's probably the strongest.
Yeah, but that's the one where Zed turns good. I think it's called Citizens on Patrol.
Oh, yeah, no one's called in and given us the...
Sorry, just...
Nicer, man. You told that dog who's boss. Sort of.
Yeah.
No one has called in with the running order of seven Police Academy movies. Never mind.
I think I can have a go at that, you know.
Oh, okay. Away you go, Kev.
Okay, got Police Academy, which is just Police Academy. Police Academy 2, Back in Training. Police Academy 3, Citizens on Patrol. Police Academy 4, Assignment Miami Beach. And then 7, Missions to Moscow. I don't know what 5 and 6 is.
Isn't one about Citizens on Patrol or something?
Citizens on Patrol is number 3.
Oh, no, isn't there... There's another one that implies that the public are actually doing the policing.
I think.
I could be wrong. Well, so,
do you know it's based on a true story as well?
Oh.
Incidentally enough.
No, thank you.
A note on the disc...
You're not speaking to my girlfriend, for goodness sakes. I'm not.
On the commentary, they give you the secrets of the film, and that's the director of the movie who tells you that.
Secrets of the film. Do you know what?
Actually, yes.
I want to watch Police Academy with the commentary on. I don't actually want to watch the film. I want to watch it with commentary.
If you're a fan of commentaries, it's a really good commentary.
I haven't watched a commentary for ages, and I love commentaries. The thing is, I like to watch I always go, right, I'm going to watch the film first, then I'll watch it with the commentary. Of course, once I've seen the film, I can't be bothered to then watch it again with the commentary.
This one does warrant it because Hightower's on there, Gutenberg.
Oh, really? They got Gutenberg?
Yeah, but they didn't get Nagata in.
But Gutenberg dropped whatever he was doing to come and be associated with the Police Academy project again.
Yeah, whatever burger he was serving up or whatever.
Bless him.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you about the King of Kong, because I know you like video games and films.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the King of Kong?
I know. Is this the thing about people trying to become the world's best at Donkey Kong? Is it a recent film, or is it footage from the 70s? I've not been able to quite make it out.
No, it's a recent film, yeah. It's just been put together. It's really good. You should see it and you'll like it.
Where did you see it?
I was in one of them arty cinemas, the Corner House in Manchester.
Oh, okay. Oh, I should.
I don't think it's going to get like a general release.
No,
it's really worth seeing. The guy, you know, the king of Donkey Kong is such a.
I was just reading in my this month's issue of Retro Gamer the history of Donkey Kong itself.
Apparently, it's one of the hardest games ever, isn't it? It's like people rarely play more than a minute on it.
How high can you try, my young friend?
I can't get past the elevators. I think the elevators is the second level.
Yeah, I'm rubbish at it. I haven't played it for years, but it's a cracking game.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Oh, well, I will check it out actually and see if I can find that somewhere.
Yeah, make sure you do it. Yeah.
Kev. All right. Cheers for that.
All right, legend. See you later.
There we go. Legend. Look, someone else wants to do their podcast. Okay, Music Riot. I think it's .co.uk, is it? MusicRiot.co.uk. And Paul has got a podcast up there. Everyone's plugging their podcast, and it's great. I genuinely think this is the future, man. One day, radio is going to be a completely minimal thing, and hardly anyone will listen to it. Or lots of people will listen to it, but they'll all be listening to lots of different ones, so nothing will have a massive audience at all, and it's the future. And I love it, because the kids are doing their own podcasts. And everybody in management in every radio station in the country is running scared of the future. And well done you for making that happen. Peter's in the West End.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Oh, Peter.
I've been listening.
Good lad, well done, I've been talking.
Yeah.
I'm contractually obliged.
I've been listening to these stations for years now.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You get a good laugh with some of the people.
You get a good laugh with some of the people. Some of the people are rubbish.
Yeah. And she was talking about this bar, fam. She Dutch, yeah?
She's a Belgian. But it's similar to the Dutch, yes, as much as
well, you was right in saying, like, sorry, providing it is a plastic.
Oh. Well, if it's a plastic, you can just smash it up easily.
Yeah, well, if it's plastic, you could saw it, like, you
hers
know,
is,
and he would think.
Hers
but
is
if
steel.
It's, if it's cast iron...
Yes.
Yeah, if it's cast iron, you just get a sledgehammer and break it, but they got to be careful.
You can't smash cast iron up.
Yeah,
no.
You get a sledgehammer and it's flip and you hit it in the inside, it just smash, mate.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Really? No.
Yeah,
no.
A cast iron?
No.
Cast iron?
No.
You just get a sledgehammer, yeah?
No.
And you whack it in the inside and you just go in pieces.
No.
I'm telling you.
No.
Because I've done it.
No.
Yes.
No.
But if it's a steel bath, obviously you're not going to break that.
No.
That you got to get that out, and that's easy to get out. All you got to do,
no,
turn off the water. Make sure the water is turned off.
No.
Yes. If it's close, jump to the wall. You have to knock. Yes. You have to knock out maybe a row of tiles all the way around.
Knock next door, see if they're in, if they can help you.
Yeah. No. Knock a row of tiles all the way around.
Yeah.
Then turn off the water, bang, 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 and do the taps in the bottom. Might be a bit difficult to take out. It depends on if you don't have a plumber.
Okay, it's getting a little bit boring now, I'll be honest. Thank you, Peter. It's been a little bit... He was actually telling us how to properly take a bath out. And James, have you got all the Police Academy films?
I've got every single one of them, yeah.
Can you give us the order, my friend?
Well, I haven't got them with me at the moment. I'm in the car.
You can do it from your memory. Come on, think.
But you've got Police Academy 1.
Yeah. Don't they say Police Academy 2, Police Academy 3. Is that what you were going to do?
No. I was actually going to say them, but now I've got it's happened again. Same thing. I called up earlier and I forgot the blooming name of the bad guy. And now I've forgotten that again. And what's going on,
James? I'm going to have to cut you off because you're embarrassing yourself.
Oh, poo.
Yes. Oh, brilliant! What a nice bloke. Oh, I felt sorry for him. He should go and see a doctor. Travel news now, Will Gowing.
In Kingston tonight, the lights are out on Fairfield North at the junction with Western Park, and in the city, restrictions and roadworks on the A10 Gracechurch Street. That's heading near to Fenchurch Street. In Bexley, Penhill Road is closed both ways for resurfacing near to Blackfen Road, and some restrictions on the A2 New Cross Road heading westbound between Clifton Rise and Goodwood Road. That's due to the water main works ongoing there. As for the motorways, on the M25 clockwise, the QE2 bridge is now closed for overnight roadworks. Traffic is being diverted via the Dartford Tunnel instead. And from 10 o'clock tonight, on the M1, two lanes will be closed off in both directions. That's between Junction 4 at Edgware and Junction 5 for Watford, all due to the overnight roadworks along that stretch of the carriageway. To the Underground, there are delays on the District Line between Turnham Green and Richmond Station because of an incident earlier on at Gunnersbury. And also the Victoria Line will close at around about 15 minutes' time at 10 o'clock this evening because of those long-term engineering works being carried out. Aside from that, no other problems on the Underground, and the trains are looking fine as well. LBC 97.3, more travel news coming up throughout the night.
Nick Ferrari at breakfast.
The school in Catford that had the children line up for class photographs according to their skin colour. Karen's in Catford. Hi, Karen. How did you hear about this story?
Good morning, Nick. I heard it exclusively on your radio this morning.
How did it make you? You've got a kiddie there.
I have.
And you hadn't heard about this row at all?
I knew nothing. As soon as I heard, I called several parents and said, tune in to 97.3 LBC.
Stories that affect your life. With Nick Ferrari at breakfast. Weekday mornings from 7. LBC 97.3.
I'm Gabby Logan, TV presenter and mother of two. But I almost wasn't. I'll always remember the day my twins were born. I had a natural birth, but then I developed complications. I lost a lot of blood and spent the next 3 hours in the operating theatre. I never thought I'd end up needing blood. I mean, I was having babies. I hadn't been involved in an accident. But if it hadn't been for four amazing people who'd given blood, I wouldn't have survived. And Reuben and Lois wouldn't have their mum.
Your local blood bank is short of regular donors. So please visit blood.co.uk to find your nearest donor session and do something amazing. Give blood.
Yeah, please. Oh, look. Good evening.
I've been invited to have a 3D avatar chat. I won't. And can people stop writing on my funky wall or whatever it's called? I don't even know I had a funky wall. What is it? Someone has written on your funky wall. Well, not funky wall. What's the... Oh, I deleted it anyway. Right, last few minutes of the show. Last 10 minutes of the show. 0870 90909. That's the old number. Where did that come from? The old number came forth from my lips. 0845 6060973. I do apologise. Christine!
Hello!
Oh, hello there.
Oh, I wasn't expecting a call back. I phoned ages ago. I thought,
Well, I'll be honest, Chris wasn't going to call you back. And look, he's even calling up Suman as a call. That's how desperate... We've run out of calls. I just saw him call a bloke up, right? A bloke called Phil. Phil said, oh, I can't go on the air, I'm in the gym. But you can't take your phone in the gym, can you? I didn't think you were allowed to, but in case you had a camera on it and you took pictures like a pervert.
I wouldn't know about that. I don't like exercise.
I thought you said you don't like phones. You're not a fatty, are you?
No.
Okay.
Yes. You were talking about urban legends earlier.
Yeah.
There's a really good website you need to go on.
Okay, let me get the internet. Hang on, let me get the internet. Okie dokie. Hang on.
Yes. www.snopes.com.
Snopes.
S-N-O-P-E-S. I don't write for them or anything. But it, you can look up any urban legend.
Snopes, rumour has it. Rumour has it.
Yeah.
The hottest 25 legends. Let's have a quick look at the hottest 25 legends. Hang on.
Oh, I looked at those earlier.
They're rubbish.
Yeah, they weren't that good. But you can see, you know, all those funny forward emails you get about ladies
those.
That have died in the toilet due to something.
I hate those. Oh, and loads. I'm getting. I've had two pop-ups already. One more pop-up, and I'm pulling out of here. So I just type in search. Let's type in scuba diver.
That's where I found out the scuba diver thing's not real.
Was the charred body of a scuba diver discovered in a tree after a forest fire? Let's have a little look. False. See, it never happened, Chris. It didn't happen. It's been with us since 1987. Told at various times as having happened in California or France. To date, there's not been so much as one charred scuba diver recovered from the aftermath of a forest fire in either location.
Apparently, a scuba diver could get sucked into the net.
I beg your pardon. He could get what?
Sucked into the net when they pick up the thing.
I pray to God she's saying sucked.
He couldn't get ejected out again.
Okay.
The hole's too.
Do you know the nickname of the hose that helicopters have?
Is it something really funny?
It's something filthy that I can't say on the radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll have to go back and have a
Please do. It's a brilliant name. It's to do with donkeys.
Okay.
Anyway, Christine, thank you for that. I shall have a little peruse at that.
Okay.
See you later on. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There we go. It's Neil. Hello, Neil.
Oh, I am.
Hello, sir.
I've been out of your area, so I don't know if you've been talking about Police Academy or not.
Only all night, Neil.
Oh, I've missed it.
All night we've been celebrating the magic of Police Academy.
Oh, it's a wicked film. Brilliant.
Do you know what the fifth and the sixth ones are called?
Oh, they must have been bad. No, I know Citizens on Patrol.
Yeah.
Number seven. No.
Seven is Mission to Moscow, but we'll say. All right.
Yeah. Ring the bell. Yeah. I haven't seen them all.
Never mind.
The first one was the best by far.
First one's. I think the third one's the best.
Third one.
Yeah, third one's strong.
Fifth one's
what's
the best.
What's the one when they're buzzing around on the skateboards? Skateboard punks.
That sounds rubbish.
It was. I think it's number two.
Number two was disappointing.
Yeah. No. What have you been saying about number one then?
Well, we've been talking about the whole run of them. We've had a whole. Neil, I can't recap 3 hours of Police Academy chitter chatter. For you, you'll have to get the podcast, mate.
Well, my best scene of the first one was when the guy's giving the speech.
Yeah.
And that young lady gets in that little box.
In the box, I'm well aware of it.
And
steady on.
I asked my mummy and daddy, what is she doing in there, and what's that weird expression on the man's face? And they said that he's tickling his feet or something like that.
She was tickling, of course, the famous feet tickling scene from the Police Academy movies.
Yeah, that was the best bit. But what's it when he puts the when he rips the seats out of the car, Hightower?
Can you, Neil? Can you sing the Blue Oyster theme tune? Every boy can do it. Every boy can sing the Blue Oyster. Neil, listen, I've got to go get the podcast. We've had a parade of Police Academy where callers came on and played every single character. It was brilliant.
Oh, no.
Neil, I've got to go. Listen, thank you for that. There's no need to get rid of Neil so quickly. It's only Suman.
Hiya.
Hey.
What do you mean only?
No, I meant it's excellent. Good news, it's Suman.
Good news, yeah. I wanted to tell you that I buy ice.
I thought you might do. I suspected
you. What's wrong with buying ice?
It's a little bit weird. You have a thing called a freezer in your house, yes?
Yeah, but if you...
You can make ice for... This is... The clue is in the word freezer. You can make ice for free.
Yeah, but if you're having a party and you have, like, 25 couples coming round...
Yeah.
How much ice are you going to need to freeze for their drinks?
Well, you buy three little ice trays.
Three little ice trays, and so you spent the whole month making ice.
The whole month? No, you put them in the night before.
Oh, so three ice...
Be quiet.
You be quiet. No,
but shut up.
You be quiet.
No, actually, shut up.
Well, the water...
No, Suman, will you shut up for a minute? Shut up! What's that voice?
What voice?
Can anyone else hear it? Is there a fader open in there?
No, you're going...
Hang on. Superman, will you shut up?
Shut up yourself.
No, whoever... Shut up. I'm trying to sort something out here. Was there a fader up in there? I don't mind if there was.
The news fader may have been...
Okay, very slight. Yep. Okay. Superman, I'm bored of you now.
No, the I...
Yeah. Right, Susanna.
Hi.
Hello, Susanna. I'm in that kind of mood, so be careful. But you're not mental, so I like you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm a bit dubious about why do they buy ice cubes?
I don't know. It's a nonsense, isn't it?
It's a bit crazy.
But you can make them for free in your house. And when is anyone ever going to have a party where 25 couples come round? That's 50 whole people. I don't know 50 people.
Well, you can have a dinner party, but God, you don't need that much ice, do you?
I've never thrown a party. I never will throw a party.
Because of your new home?
No, I don't like parties. I don't like going to them, and I certainly don't like hosting them.
Why not?
I don't want people in my house. Get out. Go away.
I know. You're just like me.
No, go away. Don't touch anything. Please go away.
Are you a fussy kind?
I'm quite fussy. I don't mind people coming around. And I quite like, you know, 3, 4, 5 people coming around. No more than that, though, please. Because then I get anxious and I start fretting and it's not good.
And then you start pacing.
Yeah, I'm a big pacer.
I know you feel it, are you?
No. Susanna, did you have a point?
No, it's just about the ice cube.
I'm not rushing you. We're getting to the end and I have to go to some ads.
Oh, okay.
But you're right. Anyone who buys ice is a freak.
Yes, definitely.
Sorry to be so brief. Next time, call early and we'll get you on for longer.
Listen, I'm on the M6, hands-free. Do you fancy going away this weekend? Just you and me?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah? Oh, great. I know a nice hotel. Modern rooms, power shower, continental breakfast.
Travelling on business? Stay at Express by Holiday Inn and earn Priority Club reward points. Then treat someone with free nights at hotels worldwide.
Don't worry, this one's on me. I'll let you pay for dinner.
Turn reward points into brownie points. Book online at hiexpress.co.uk or call 0800 43 40 40. Conditions apply.
London's biggest conversation continues with Clive Bull after the news at 10.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Yes, Mitch, go on.
Oh, hi, Ian.
It's only because we haven't got much time and we haven't got anyone else.
I'm just calling to back up Chris. Story about the scuba divers being scooped up, but
that never happened. Right, line two, you're on the wireless.
Yeah, what's happened? Did I get cut off or my phone cut off?
Oh, were you talking about the baths?
Yeah,
your phone got cut off. You were tell us again how to take a bath out.
Oh no, what I was saying, I told him if it's a cast iron, yeah,
yeah,
okay, a sledgehammer. And you sledge it.
Right.
And that's it. You go to bits and pieces.
You're right.
And you do big pieces.
Okie dokie. Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. Lovely. Fantastic. Right. You missed the show today. It sounded like this. I hate Simply Red. I hate them. Is there any band blander, more girly, more rubbish?
All stars gonna fall from the sky straight into your eyes.
Fatty Roundhead and his anonymous mates. Who buys ice? Who can't make ice themselves? Can you make ice yourself? Who can't?
Ian, here's an impression for you. It's me clowning around the ear hole. Break your legs, mate.
So we're celebrating the magic of Police Academy. Away you go, Ian. Everyone knows. You'd wear a wetsuit in the swimming pool in the Montem Leisure Centre.
Yeah, and my tanks.
Did you not get a few funny looks doing that?
No, it's a private do on a Thursday.
Oh, it's a private scuba do. Parade of Police Academy.
Proctor, where is Proctor?
Yeah, please don't beat me up. My name's Sweet Chuck. Please don't beat me up, please. Yeah, can you please move back, please? Please move back.
I said please move back! My name is Sergeant Hooks.
Yeah, my name's Hightower.
This is Sergeant Tackleberry. Move away from the car, ma'am.
Ooh, yes. I'm really sexy. But I'm also a police officer.
I'd like to know if anyone has ever sawn their bathtub.
Oh, she said sawn the bathtub. But it's not what we thought she said. Okay, well, that's I see it, I'm going on, I've had enough. I'm back tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Thank you very much, Chris. Excellent stuff. Alex, brilliant as always. A superb montage. They're getting better and better. Clyde Ball is up next. If you want to give him a call, 0845 60 973. For a second, I thought I was giving out the old phone number again. I must... Anyway, right, I'm off home for dinner. See you later. Bye-bye.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 10, the McCanns speak out about being made official suspects. West Ham murder teenager's uncle calls for the violence to end, and Chelsea stay top of their Champions League group. It's 10 o'clock, I'm Jonathan Savage.